Your mic's not on? No. There you go.
It's still not on.
How's that, sir?
It's on.
Is that better? Jeez Louise.
Hey, listen, this is the pre-show.
Yeah, but don't get too fucking excited because fucking Tender Tits is showing up at 8 o'clock.
This is the free-for-all.
Is this free-for-all? Was that what we're calling this?
Well, we can't just steal that name.
Well, we could. Oh, come on. When was the last time they used free-for-all? And wasn't that something that you used to play like in gym? Like, oh, they'd call it a free-for-all, you know? Like.
Well, I mean, that's a free-for-all is like a big brawl, right? Yeah, a free-for-all. So that's why, but it was also free-for-all.
Yeah.
Genius marketing. All right, save this gold for the show.
All right, do you
hey guys, it's the Shining Wizards, it's the podcast, we talk about wrestling and we love you. Joining us tonight, we have the alien Chris Statlander, and we can't wait to talk to you about everything, including pay-per-view wrestling. Hi, bye, Shining Wizards. No, that's not good.
No, that was fine.
Okay.
The following is a presentation of the Shining Wizards Network, broadcasting live on Rant EM Radio and available on all podcast platforms and at shiningwizards.com. Find us on social media at Wizards Podcast. Our merchandise is available at shiningwizards.com/merch. Do your Amazon shopping with us at amazon.shiningwizards.com and become a patron at patreon.com/wizardspodcast. As always, thank you for your continued support and enjoy the show.
This is Scotty Riggs. It's been a pleasure to be on Shining Wizards, which you can catch on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and ShiningWizards.com. Keep it heel and do it.
I have a small dick.
God damn it! We are on the road to WrestleMania.
Oh, wait. Are we still on this road to WrestleMania?
Kind of.
I feel like we've been on this road for a while.
Well, it's going to feel like a real bumpy road next week when it actually gets close enough. Because we've got tons of wrestling coming to the tri-state area. It's going to be pretty wild. But right now, you are tuned in live on Rant EM Radio to the Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk.
And the butt.
The butt. Two-man group so far.
Yeah, Kevin.
Tony.
Whoa!
Dickhead Dicky Doo will be joining us in the 8 o'clock hour.
That's Mr. Dickhead Dicky Doo to
Listen,
you.
Listen, I got a bone to pick with him.
Oh, boy. Well, he'll be here.
Kevin, how long has the Shining Wizards been in existence?
37 years.
37 years. And in that time, since when did Matt become the fucking wrestling connoisseur / journalist / I'm going to tell everybody what to do and you're going to listen guy?
All right. Not that I let him.
Well, you do. You let him.
Well, because he does. Because he does. I mean, I can't say anything when I hardly do anything. You know what I mean? Like I do a little bit, but all the tech stuff, that's all you guys,
Kevin.
So I can't argue with if he wants to do something. 9 times out of 10, I'm gonna be like, all right, let's do it.
Look, I completely appreciate the fact that he's like, I'm not gonna be there. Here's some notes, some things you may want to bring up if you need some material.
He's going to punch you in the face
Good.
As soon as we walk in.
I hope so, because I'm going to kick him in his dick.
It's going to be a free-for-all.
I'm going to fucking pinch his tits, too. Not just his nipples. I'm going to grab them and just fucking twist them. I hope I rip them off. You and I can wear them home as yarmulkes.
Whoa. Fuck you are shit. Home.
Well, I can wear it upstairs. And go, honey, look what I got.
A yarmulke. A
yarmulke. It's just fucking annoying, dude. Like, it's like... You don't have to read every single thing. But you know what? If I have copy in front of me, I want it to be professional.
Copy. Look at you, the pro. You guys are making fun of me being a professional, Kevin.
But I mean, if he's going to put the effort into it, I'm not just going to go like, oh, yeah, the G1 is next Saturday. So, Kevin, what do you think about blah, blah, blah? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I love blah, blah, blah.
Dude, fucking who got blah, blah, blah on Raw? Didn't Ronda Rousey blah, blah, blah somebody?
Everyone blah, blah, blahs.
No, Charlotte Flair blah, blah, blah the two of them.
It was a yada, yada, yada fest.
Maybe,
I don't know.
I'm cracking my knuckles. I'm all fucking nervous. We got Chris
I just
Statlander.
Called you a pro, and then you crack your knuckles on the air. Hold on, let me open this beer.
Oh, it is what it is. Ah, beautiful. Hey, yeah.
Refreshki Magesky.
Anybody want to take a drag off that bong?
Who's that, Sandman?
Fucking, No, fucking Pharrell on the bench. You don't remember him?
Pharrell on the bench.
You don't remember Pharrell, Scotty Pharrell?
I remember Pharrell. I'm happy Pharrell.
No, you don't know the sportscaster Pharrell, Scotty Pharrell? You never heard. All right, so you're a little younger than I am, but when I was in college.
But I know sports, so I should
Pharrell
know.
On the bench was like the show that was like overnights on The Fan, like before.
Sounds like a name you made up.
No, like, all right, you know.
Like from Under Cheese.
You know how Steve
Pharrell
Summers.
Pharrell on the bench.
Oh, jeez. Good. Hey, fucking,
what's that smell? Pharrell on the bench.
From under the bench.
From under the bench.
It's my balls.
God, what are these socks doing here? Ah, well, they came from under the bench. What do you expect?
You really never heard of Scott Pharrell?
I can't say that I have off the
top
of my
head. Okay, well, you listen to sports radio.
All day, day.
So you know Steve Summers used to do the overnights. I don't know if he still
the
does.
Smooge.
Yeah, the schmoozer, yeah.
He does it from as soon as Francesca gets off the air, unless there's like
a
game.
Oh, so he's early now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think Tony Page might be the overnight guy.
We're going real local. Do you remember when he used to do it with, what's his name?
Ah.
The sweater?
Used to do it from under the bench?
Yes. Well, you remember Russ Salzberg, the guy that used to be on Channel 9, the station that Sean Mooney went to after WWE?
UPN.
Yes.
Well, SmackDown debuted on
So Russ Salzberg got a job on The Fan, and he was terrible, so they decided
to move. Rosenberg?
They moved Steve Summers up with him, and they were doing the sweater and the schmoozer.
Ah.
And it was fucking terrible.
Oh, wow. I thought you were going to say it was great.
No, Steve Summers is awesome. Russ Salzberg just, like, fought with everybody.
That's the smooth.
It was like Mike Francesa without the smarts, you know, if I could be so bold.
What? And the schmooze is very poetic.
Oh yeah, he's great. I used to love him. Like when I was out.
I used to listen to Joe Beningo on the overnights.
Joe Beningo, yeah, he got that job. He was.
What's up, bro?
He was originally a caller, wasn't he?
He was a call. I was a caller, you know, bro.
You remember Doris from Rego Park?
Bro, I banged Doris from under the bench.
All right, we're going too deep into this. But anyway, Scott Pharrell used to do the overnights on the weekends. He'd always have music playing, and guys would call up, and he'd be like, "Light me up, light him up, hit him at the bong," and he'd play the bong sound effects. Like they'd call up, and he'd be like, "What are you drinking?" And he'd be like, you know, like, he'd be like, "Oh, pop me this, pop me that." And he fucking, you know, like, he like make like he's pouring a beer for everybody and shit. He actually hosted the Opie and Anthony celebrity softball game in 2002 before they got thrown off the air.
Scott Pharrell?
Yeah.
All right.
He's been around forever, dude.
Hey, listen, man. I'm with you. Scott Pharrell, 2020.
Pharrell on the bench, on a fan.
From under the bench.
We have,
ladies and gentlemen, listening in Shining Wizards World, 7:30, a very special guest, a young lady who's been tearing up the independent scene in wrestling, all over from Creative Pro to Beyond Wrestling to Limitless Wrestling to Chaotic Wrestling to Queens of Combat, the Alien, Chris Statlander, will be joining us at 7:30.
Now, Kevin, I have to ask you.
All right.
Is she really an alien?
I think she might be.
Because I remember.
It's a long-distance call, Tony.
See, I remember Catred. And she was like a shapeshifter, but I never really saw her shift shapes. So I'm wondering if this
loose
alien
lip
thing,
shift shapes.
This alien thing might. That was clever.
Thanks. Thanks, man.
So I'm wondering if this maybe is like, you know, maybe she's not really an alien.
It's a word?
Oh, maybe she's like from Mexico without papers, like she's an alien or something like
God.
That. Well, I'm just saying.
She's got papers if she's wrestling in the States.
Well, maybe she's just got papers to wrestle.
Get the papers.
I don't understand, dude. I don't
22 times?
Well, I'm going to have to ask her about it. Yeah, ask her about it.
Yeah.
Well, since the aliens. Oh, and how's she calling? Does she have a phone?
We haven't figured that out yet. I'm pretty sure she can just use her mind.
Oh, that's going to be awesome.
So it saves us a lot of money.
Does her mind. I have a feeling her mind sounds like the Skype tones when she actually
boo,
tries to...
Boo, 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 I'm an alien, extraterrestrial.
Oh, jeez Louise. What do you want to get into before the alien joins us on the hotline?
I want to get into From Under the Bench.
From Under the Bench.
Matt hated our intro.
Fuck him. I hate your face. How do you like them apples? Oh, real quick, congratulations to Choppy Magoo. And the missus, they had their second baby yesterday.
All right.
I forget the child's name. Logan. Logan.
Chopper.
Because he's a fucking comic book fan. They probably named him after Wolverine. No, wait. Is the first kid Logan? Yeah, the first kid's Logan. I don't know. Sorry, Choppy. Forgot the baby's name, but congratulations.
Choppy baby.
So what do you want to get into there, Kevs? What do you want to start with?
Dude.
What? Come on. What do you got? Oh, I got a good one. I got a good one.
I was waiting to get that out.
Oh, okay. Then go ahead.
No, the burp.
No. Remember how there's been a lawsuit against Lucha Underground?
This is where, okay.
Yeah, this is what I want to open with.
All right. I have no idea.
Okay. Well, you know that there's been a lot of talk that Lucha Underground might not be coming back for another season. In the meantime, all these talents are under contract. They might be in limbo. So a lot of them actually took to suing Lucha Underground.
Limbo and Lucha Underground?
Ooh. fuck, I wish I had limbo music.
How low can you go? Is there an actual limbo song?
Yeah.
Is it any song?
See, this is why I need Dickhead here, because in order for me to play music, I need stuff actually queued up in my soundboard.
Yeah.
But I don't have that option. Nothing. But yeah, isn't there a song like them the limbo around the world? Something, something, boys and girls.
Limbo, limbo, limbo lie.
Right? Limbo, I'm not wrong, am I?
Limbo, limbo, loo.
Anyway.
Prince of Pro, can you look up limbo songs, please? That's where we are as a wrestling podcast, asking Prince of Pro to look up limbo songs. All right, so go ahead.
So a bunch of the wrestlers actually filed a lawsuit trying to get out of their contracts, and it's a great argument. Hey, we're under contract. We're not working. We can't make any money. We're not getting paid.
Oh, that's right, because aren't they all locked into, like, long-term deals, and now they're, or
yeah, so
at least, like, 3 or 4 years or something like that?
Something crazy like that, yeah. Now, I'm not an expert as to what these contracts said or actually who even signed these deals, but I could tell you that recently...
I saw, what's her name, Cobra Moon posted a...
Cobra Moon, King Cuervo, Ivelisse, and the King of Dong style himself, Joey Ryan, all released with a deal that they made from their Lucha Underground contracts. Easy for me to say. So they are all free and clear of Lucha Underground. So,
which is good, and that's no disrespect to Lucha Underground, but these guys should be working. Like, I know what's her name. I think it's Cobra Moon. I just work on Mel. Her name is like Cervantes or something like that. She worked Ring of Honor a lot as like the team with Holodead or something like
so
that.
So she was not allowed to probably work like Ring of Honor TV stuff like that.
Maybe not.
See,
I don't know
because Joey Ryan.
She just made a long post about it.
Like, Joey Ryan's been all over the place anyway. Like, didn't he work? He worked some pay-per-view with the penises. He worked All In, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Was that?
Don't know.
Like, that's what's weird about it. Like, hey, good for them. They're out of these contracts. They could, quote-unquote, work again, but...
Yeah.
Whatever, dude. Like, it's not a good sign for Lucha Underground. It's really not.
Well, let's be honest. Lucha Underground is a TV show. How many TV shows last multiple seasons? If you think about it, a lot of people are lucky to get past the first season.
Yeah, but it's like, you take a look at a guy like Jerry Stiller. Jerry Stiller played George Costanza.
You're telling me there's not one place to rent in all of Del Boca Vista?
I like that. So he played George Costanza's father on Seinfeld, but didn't he also play somebody on Everybody Loves Raymond at the same time?
No, not at the same time, but he was on The King of Queens as
that was it.
James's father-in-law.
Yeah, so...
I don't think it was the same time.
Are you sure?
No.
What about Newman? I thought Newman was on some other shows,
yeah, but
too.
Newman wasn't a main guy in Seinfeld.
Yeah, but it's like...
Newman was like a bit player, and I feel like Actors Union is... Again, they have a union. So they could probably do whatever.
I mean, look, it's not like a contract with WWE where, like, you're working, you know, like, all these dates throughout the year, and they have you on TV, and they're actually, you know, using you and putting you to work. And plus, I don't know if any of these guys got paid per show. Like, were they paid per episode that they were on? Were they paid per episode that aired?
Well, let's have a Lucha guest next week. Or an ex-Luca...
Luca Chuka.
Luca Chuka. Wow. Easy for me to say. So is Lucha even still a series? Is it still airing new episodes?
It hasn't been canceled. It hasn't been stopped. So
but
I'm assuming
the last
yes.
season ended. So there's no current Lucha Underground episodes.
No.
Okay.
And it's weird because didn't Sonny Kiss also recently sign with them? Was on the last season? See, that's another thing. Sonny Kiss is working for All Elite now.
Yeah.
But was also with Lucha Underground.
Man, who knows? Who knows, man?
It's wacky. You know, I wish we knew a lawyer that would fucking figure this shit out.
Well, you just need to... We could just ask them, I guess. Be like, hey, what was the deal with your contract?
Yeah,
what
true.
Did it allow? What didn't it allow? What's your... Like, I would like to know what Sonny Kiss's contract is with AEW. But there are probably also contingencies on AEW's plan, so they don't talk about that.
Ooh. You know what we could talk about?
I will talk about anything, man. This is great.
You want to talk about WWE Hall of Fame?
I do.
Let's talk about the newest inductees in the class of 2019, Bret the Hitman and Jim the Anvil, the Hart Foundation.
Your initial thoughts?
Deserved.
Oh, obviously.
Absolutely deserved.
We don't even have to say that.
I think sentiment is...
something you put in your driveway.
No. No.
To you know.
No, I got it. Okay. I'm just deadpanning you.
All right, yeah. Great. It's great radio.
Well, you know, the fucking dickhead over here doesn't fucking laugh at anything.
You're supposed to sell the
says.
Awful jokes.
And believe me, am I not the king of selling awful jokes?
No, you're the king of making awful jokes.
Oh, come on. I give you credit where credit's due.
All right.
You just ran out of credit. That's all. It's a shame that it didn't happen a year ago when, you know, Jim was still around. But, like, I don't hang my hat on that anymore.
You can't.
It is what it is. They're getting recognized. It's just really weird this year, right? So, like, we have China going in, and we have...
A lot of post, you know, Mothra. A lot of post-Mothra.
Yeah, or Hamas's. Post-Hummus. Like, after the beans and the garbanzos.
Or after a giant mosquito or moth.
Moth.
Fights a giant moth dragon.
Something like that.
Yeah, post-Mothra.
So, why did you say, like, Russian?
Post-Mothra.
In Russia, Mothra post you.
In Russia, Godzilla ride you.
Holy shit. I'm completely 100% with it, although it is weird that China's going in this year. She's, you know, she's deceased.
Yeah.
Now Jim Neidhart, usually they have that one person that, like, you know, passed away.
Yeah.
And it's also weird that two tag teams plus a faction.
Oh, I said it.
But that's, like, so, like, strange.
And you consider, see, this also opens up another question. The New Age Outlaws... See, I guess we've had this conversation, I think.
We've always had these conversations.
But to me, the New Age Outlaws are...
Oh, you didn't know?
I guess are always going to be associated with DX.
They stand on their own, though.
I agree with you.
I don't know if
you.
They get in now.
But I guess because... But were New Age Outlaws a thing if when they were other than like the beginning, other than being in DX? Or no?
Well...
I mean, other than like the later run and like...
There was Road Dogg and Rockabilly.
That's what I'm saying, other than the beginning. So, yeah. So, if they're not getting it again.
Isn't that weird? The Honky Tonk Man's being inducted, and he's the one that brought the Road Dogg and Rockabilly together.
It's an incredible parallel.
It's like the WrestleMania 1 inductions all over again.
They're gonna do something with that.
Look, Booker T had a feud with Triple H. There you go.
Oh, well. I mean, who hasn't had a feud with Triple H?
Bret Hart had a feud with Shawn Michaels. There you go. I mean, everything ties. I don't know what Tori Wilson
I don't know what. See, again, this Billy Gunn is an all-elite employee, so I don't know what he can and cannot do.
Oh, he'll be back. You think All Elite's going to stop him? He's fucking Billy Gunn.
No, he'll be there for the ceremony, but will he be able to be at WrestleMania?
Yeah, I wouldn't see why not. Are they really going to be that petty with one of their main guys, like not, you know?
Well, and he's also a backstage guy. He's not an on-screen performer, Billy Gunn.
So I don't think it'll be. I don't think any of the higher-ups in All Elite would have a problem
with
it.
But, like, would they be like... If they want to do a segment with Honky Tonk Man, Billy Gunn, Road Dogg, Jeff Jarrett, Elias.
Oh, God. Make my WrestleMania 10 hours long.
Oh, no. I mean, on Raw the next night. Say on Raw they want to do it. Does All Elite let Billy Gunn do that?
Only if they all sing Hunka Hunka Honky Love instead of With My Baby Tonight.
they'll do a medley.
No, please no.
It'll be hysterical.
It'll be so bad.
Honky Tonk Man with Rockabilly and then Road Dogg and then...
It'll be bad.
Jeff Jarrett.
Yeah, and then all we need is fucking Greg the Hammer Valentine to fucking get in there for Rhythm and Blues.
Oh, yeah. Dude, Rhythm and Blues versus the New Age Outlaws.
No. Oh, yes. Yes. With special guest referee Brutus the fucking Barber Beefcake.
Goddamn right. Well, he hasn't been announced yet.
Well, if you want to get into that real quick, apparently one of our local affiliates, WHTZ, a.k.a. Z100, which is available on SiriusXM, which is really fucking weird if you think about it, they've been playing promos about WrestleMania and all the weekend activities. And inside the promos, they've been mentioning Hall of Fame inductee Brutus the Barber Beefcake.
All right.
So it hasn't been confirmed, but there is press out there that he's going to be the final, you know.
Well, but you also, this is the other thing, though, because I see this brought up in a lot of wrestling groups that I'm in, is that usually there's one celebrity wing inductee.
Ooh.
So now you have, but there's only one more Raw before WrestleMania. So is there going to be a celebrity inductee, or is it just going to be Brutus the fucking Barber Beefcake?
Well, unless they announce Barber tonight on SmackDown.
They never do that.
Yeah, that's weird.
They always break the story on Monday. See, unless they don't consider the celebrity wing a Monday night announcement, and maybe they do that on Tuesday next week, or... Because...
Oh, you know what else is strange, and something that probably a lot of people didn't catch up on? They announced the Warrior Award recipient for the year as well.
Yeah.
And she's actually an executive within WWE.
Which is what, at least in my knowledge, was what the Warrior Award was supposed to be for employees.
It's closer. I think
it's closer, yes, but she's still on the charity part of it.
Yeah, because she's been the one involved with all the Make-A-Wish Foundation setups,
yeah.
Which I think they said something like over 6,000 Make-A-Wishes granted.
Something like that.
That's insane, dude.
And everyone from, like, you, she's been there forever.
Yeah. Oh,
just,
yeah.
Just so you could tell by the way people have been tweeting about it. Like, everyone from, like, Ted DiBiase to John Cena to
Hogan, probably, all of them.
Well, that's, he's not tweeting about it.
Well, all right, you said tweeting, sure. Sorry, my mistake. Brother, how do I hit enter? I'm like a ghost.
I'm a zombie.
Zombie macho. How come you don't bring him back?
Because I'm terrible at it.
No, you're not. That's what makes it so great, though. I just told you you're not, and then I confirmed that you were.
My finger goes right through this iPhone because I'm a ghost, brother.
Brother.
Dig it.
Lanny, I need some help.
Zombie macho man, you are quite a scholar. But now
smartest
you are...
man in the world, yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
So, Heart Foundation, cool with it, absolutely.
I just love that it's tag team heavy, and I wonder if they're gonna make a point. Brett's speech will probably be mostly about the Anvil, just because that's.
Oh yeah, he came out and he said he's kind of disappointed that Anvil's not gonna be here, but I'm sure he's gonna be looking down. He's gonna enjoy the fact that he's being inducted, which is cool.
Yeah,
which is cool. Here's another question I want to ask you. So with this Hall of Fame class, we've got Shawn Michaels,
yep, I knew exactly
Bret
where
Hart,
you were going.
Booker T. All becoming two-time inductees. Don't you think that that's a little weird on top of everything?
I think it's a little weird that it's in the same year. That's a little weird to me. Other than that, I have absolutely no issue or problem with it, whatever.
You don't think it's a situation where they were kind of like, I don't know, running out of people to induct without getting some more heavy hitters?
Well, I do think that their thought process is, with including Bret and the Hart Foundation, is to beef up the star power. I mean, you see Triple H every week, so that's not really anything exciting. Yeah. Shawn Michaels is around enough, so that's not really super awesome. As much as Booker T is a legend and a Hall of Famer, do people really care that much about Harlem Heat? I think they should.
We should take bets as to what kind of what kind of hairstyles DX is going to come out with. Like, how many are going to be wearing do-rags?
Oh, X-Pac will be for sure.
Well, Shawn Michaels as well, but he'll have the do-rag under the cowboy hat.
He'll have a cowboy hat on, that's for sure. But, again, like, we can't keep the Hart Foundation out just because Bret Hart is already in. You can't keep Harlem Heat out just because Booker T is already in.
Nobody's saying that, but it's just really, like, weird coinkydink. That all these guys are going in for the second time on the same show.
I think adding the Hart Foundation was also a nod to Natty.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Keep going.
No, I mean, what?
Have they announced who's inducting these people yet?
Are there going to be inductors?
Well, of course there are.
We don't know that. That's been rumored that there were not going to be.
Okay. Well, I'm looking at the bastion of all great information called Wikipedia. And they seem to know already who's inducting who and who's inducting who and who's inducting who.
Did you put that up yourself?
We know Dana Warrior is going to be inducting Sue Atchison.
Sue Ellen Mischke?
Yes, exactly. I've got the list here if you want me to go down them real quick.
The rumored list.
Okay, yes.
If they're... go.
All right.
Why not?
All right, well let's play
let
a
me
guess.
See, let me see if I can guess.
Yeah, that's exactly where I was going. Good. Honky Tonk Man.
Jimmy Hart.
Tori Wilson.
Billy Kidman.
No.
Alex Rodriguez. No. I'll say Trish Stratus.
Correct.
Oh, no, wait. That was the wrong one.
Oh, damn it.
Fuck.
Hold on. Hold on. Is it someone that I should know?
Yes.
It's not going to be Stacey Keibler. They should just induct Stacey Keibler then.
Yes, absolutely. D-Generation X.
The Rock. Cactus Jack. Stone Cold. Kevin Nash. Scott Hall. Hornswoggle. Vince McMahon?
Correct!
He never inducts anybody, though.
Well, goddamn!
So that tells me right now that list is fucking full of shit.
I don't know, because Harlem Heat.
Zombie Sherry?
I can keep going back to the... No, come on. Serious answers only, Kevin. We're a serious show, for God's sakes.
Yeah, apparently we are. That's a tough one.
Yeah, it is a tough one. Because but it kind of makes sense, but...
Brian Knobbs?
No. I can't buzz anymore.
Colonel Robert Parker?
Really?
I'm trying to think who they had a feud with.
Dummy, yeah.
The Outsiders?
How about one of them had a different former tag team partner for a cup of coffee? No, it's not going to be Ahmed Johnson.
Stevie Ray had a former tag team partner?
Yeah, he was teamed up with Big T, Ahmed Johnson.
Okay, so one of them had a former tag team partner.
Well, both of them did.
Rob Van Dam?
No. Well, all right, good, but no. Sting.
Ooh.
How's that for memories?
That's good.
Yes.
That's good.
And this one you're probably never going to get, the Hart Foundation.
Jim... Oh, probably Tyson Kidd and Natty and... See, again, dumb.
Yeah. The Revival.
Awful.
Look, these are not definite. These are what's listed here.
Those are those cannot be real whatsoever.
Well, some of them make sense.
No. Yep, absolutely. Vince McMahon, when was the last time Vince McMahon inducted? Hulk Hogan's been in the Hall of Fame. Stone Cold Steve Austin's been in the Hall of Fame.
But Brutus the fucking Barber Beefcake might be getting the Hulk Hogan treatment. You don't know.
But my point is, all these guys are being inducted, have been inducted, and Vince McMahon hasn't.
Wait a minute. Didn't Vince McMahon induct Stone Cold?
No.
Are you sure about that?
No.
All right. What year was Stone Cold in the Hall of Fame? What was that, 2005, 2006?
I don't know.
Fuck. Now I got to find this. All right. Think about it for a minute while I look this up.
No, it wasn't McMahon. I'm telling you, it wasn't McMahon. Jim Ross. Duh.
No, Stone Cold inducted Jim Ross.
I think they...
No, class of 2009, Stone Cold Steve Austin, inducted by Vince McMahon.
Oh, all right.
There you go.
All right, I'm a failure.
Oh, who did the Honky Tonk Man induct?
Jimmy Hart.
Nope.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan?
Coco Beware.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
Wait, maybe he did induct Jimmy Hart.
No, Hogan inducted Jimmy Hart.
Did he really? Right?
Or Lawler?
Let me see. Let me see. Jimmy
Hogan had to have, or Jerry Lawler.
God, there's a lot of Jimmys in the Hall of Fame. Jimmy Hart inducted Hillbilly Jim.
Yes, but who inducted Jimmy Hart?
I'm getting there.
It's got to be either Jerry Lawler or Hogan. It's got to be Hogan.
Greg the Hammer Valentine was inducted by Jimmy Hart, and Jerry Lawler inducted him.
Yeah.
So there you go.
That makes sense.
Wow, Jimmy Hart's always around the Hall of Fame. I wonder if he's talking about his tiki deck.
His tiki what?
He's got a fucking.
Okay.
I know. Fuck. You know, let me tell you something. If you've got an app on your phone where you put these fucking dumb movies together instead of actually texting people, you should probably fucking fall off the earth. What? Do you know anybody that does that?
The dumb. What do you mean?
Like, instead of sending a text, they'll record themselves saying something, but then there's like an animated head that actually like says what you're saying shit. My brother does that shit to me all the time. I'm like, can't you just fucking put in 5 words instead of fucking giving me a paragraph over your dumb fucking head?
Have you done the thing where you're supposed to put like Florida man and then your birthday?
I haven't done it yet, but I did hear about this.
It's pretty fucking funny.
Did you get something interesting? Like people killing themselves in a Newark fucking garage?
Like, it was like on June 12th, whatever, naked man arrested for rake assault. Like he hit somebody with rake? He was naked and he hooting somebody with a rake. It's pretty fucking good.
That's fucking funny. Yeah. Well, I guess because something is always fucking happening in stupid Florida.
Yeah, man. Shout out to all our Floridians.
Yeah.
Woo. Woohoo. Go Seminoles. Go Gators. Go anything else. Hurricanes.
Go Buccaneers.
Sure.
Go Lightning.
Yeah, look at you.
Devil Rays. Or actually, they're just the Rays now, aren't they?
Marlins. Go Marlins.
Go Hurricanes. Go Dolphins.
I said that already. I didn't say Dolphins.
All right, well, there you go, Miami. Dude, what is wrong with you tonight?
Listen, daddy sodas, baby.
Dude, I had myself the halal special. I can't believe I'm not fucking leaking it out over here.
Yeah, that was a bit inappropriate, wasn't it?
What are you talking about? What, you're burping?
Yeah,
we're professional broadcasters, Kevin.
Listen, we're not CNN, man. We're just having some fun talking wrestling.
Kristen Statlander is going to be joining us in the next few minutes.
Alien.
So, yeah, so that was the Hall of Fame talk. I don't know. Let's want to jump into another news.
I don't think it's that. I don't think.
Yes. What's that? What happened?
Oh, I got a message from our guest.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I thought you were having a stroke.
No.
Oh, WWE is moving offices, by the way, like anybody really gives a flying fuck. Here's what I don't understand, right?
Do you think we wrapped a bow on the Hall of Fame talk?
Yeah, I think so. Well, we got a call coming in, so I figured let's try to squeeze something else out. All right. Let me ask you this. Is there anything else that you need to talk about for the Hall of Fame?
Well, who are the people that are upset that the Hart Foundation are going in before, like, the British
Bulldogs?
Oh,
who gives a fuck about that? We're going to talk about that every week. It's the same shit from
February
to... But it's like...
But I just want to say that my argument was that I don't think they wanted to have another post-Mothra induction, and then they just go ahead and they completely prove my theory wrong.
But didn't... Right. We'll get back to that in a minute anyway. You got an intro?
Yep. Ladies and gentlemen, joining us now on the Shining Wizards Hotline. She's calling all the way from outer space. It's a very expensive call, so please show her some respect. She is the alien, the one and only Chris Statlander. Chris, thank you for joining us tonight. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
I am fantastic. How much are you? Are we footing the bill for this call from the galaxy or what?
I have a special phone that it doesn't charge, so you're lucky.
Ooh, okay. Can you get us one of those phones?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Tony.
Alien exclusive. Sorry. It's
All right, Kristen, thank you very much again for joining us. You are actually out in sunny California. I'm hoping it's sunny. Is it sunny out there?
It is pretty nice today.
You out there for work or for play?
Work.
Work.
I don't play. Are you kidding me?
Oh.
Ooh, are you
aliens don't play.
Are you out there for possessions and stuff like that? Like a probe or anything?
It's classified.
Oh, see, even aliens have.
She's a tough nut to crack, man.
Top secret information.
Damn.
All right, Kristen. We got to get to it. It's a tremendous character. The alien, and you do it so well. Where's the inspiration from this come from? And did you have a favorite alien? Were you a big Alf guy? Did you watch X-Files? What was it, and how did you come up with this this amazing character?
So they always say, like, in wrestling, like, your best characters or your best ways you're going to interact and, like, kind of have a connection with the crowd is if you do, like, a played-up version of yourself. And in a weird way, it kind of is, you know, like my human form, where like growing up, it was kind of like, I never really fit in with anyone particularly, but I guess when people got to know me, they were more curious to learn more things about me. And that's kind of like how aliens are, where it's kind of like, oh, that's cool, but we don't really know. But once you kind of like dive into it, you're kind of like, oh my god, I want to know so much more. And I feel like that's kind of how I am in real life. So it's kind of, in a weird way, a played up version of myself and my personality.
Right. So it's kind of like, we kind of believe they're out there, but we've never really explored it or seen it. So that's kind of how you felt growing up. So you decided you have this amazing outlet to just let people know who you are.
Yeah. I'm also such like a big fan of science and space and all that stuff, so
yeah,
that helps too.
Yeah, we could tell by we see the tattoos that you have. A lot of them are extraterrestrial based, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So, can you explain a little bit about the artwork that you've decided to you know put on yourself?
A lot of them, I guess, are just, most of them are personal reasons.
Okay.
Nothing like that's super private or anything. But, I mean, the first one that I have that's like kind of spacey related is the picture of a gymnast in like an angel silhouette that has like a trail of stars behind it. That's just kind of like, I don't know. That was just like a weird thing that was in gymnastics that I had that I was a big fan of that I saw that, I love that picture. And then I also have a sun on my shoulder with my zodiac sign, which is a Leo in it. And then I added the solar system, including Pluto, of course, because, you know, Milky Way galaxy.
Absolutely.
Home, I guess.
So are you a big tattoo person? Will we see more of the galaxy included in the artwork?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I definitely plan on adding more, like, constellations and stars and maybe some colors. And I have 13 or 14 tattoos. I don't know. I don't want to count them right now. It's something like that. I think it's 14.
Absolutely. And
but I love tattoos, yeah.
Fantastic. And let me ask you this. We just recently celebrated the fifth-year anniversary of Create a Pro Wrestling. For those of you who don't know this, Chris trained and is the first female graduate of Create a Pro Wrestling, and it's to the point now where women's wrestling is in such a revelation that at some point we're going to just kind of stop saying these accomplishments and just include everyone in the greatness that is graduating a wrestling school. But was it was it special to you though? To still have that kind of, you know, thing tagged to you? Or are you at the point where, like, listen, I graduated a wrestling school. So many people do it. It's not that huge.
I take pride in, being the first female to graduate from the Create a Pro school, because there's technically two. There's the New York one, which is the one I trained at, and the New Jersey one. And right. I was technically the first from both of those. And to me, it was a big accomplishment. I remember my first day of training, the first day I signed up, I didn't really know anything about wrestling. It's just something I kind of fell into somehow, not watching. I didn't start watching it until I started training, actually.
Wow.
But I just found my way into wrestling by accident, I like to say. But my first day I signed up, I walked in the door. Of course, it's the most intimidating person in the world, Pat Buck. and he's like one of like the first things he said to me. He's like, just so you know, I've never had a girl I've trained that I've been proud of, or like I just haven't had like that success story with a girl. And that kind of stuck with me. And it like drove me to like, well, you know what? It's going to be me. I'm going to do it. So it was like a really big accomplishment and helped me stay motivated and helped me kept going. And it's really difficult. Wrestling sucks. It's hard. and one thing that I think also kind of drove me is that in training, the trainers are always like, oh, there's this way of doing things, but like for girls, it's okay if you do it this way. And I was just kind of like, no, like, fuck that. Oh, can I curse?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. I was like, no, fuck that. I like, why would I do it the easy way out? Why can't I just do it the regular way? I actually had that experience with a girl I just wrestled this past Saturday. She, it was just something about like doing strikes, and she was like, oh yeah, my trainer said that girls do forearms to the chest. And I was like, why? Why do girls have to do forearms to the chest? Why can't a girl do a real forearm or a punch? Like, why can't you hit them in the neck? Like, why do? I will hit you as hard as I fucking want in a safe place. But like, why do I have to succumb myself to hit a forearm the girl way, which looks most of the time really shitty? So it's just like, it's not even like I'm a super feminist or anything, but I just, the way my parents raised me, there was never that like, oh, you can't do anything because you're a girl. Like my dad raised me as his son and my mom raised me as her daughter. So it's like, I kind of never experienced that. Like, you can't do this because you're a girl. Like I never experienced anything like that until wrestling, where people made such a big distinguish between those two. And I was just like, Why do I have to not do guy things? Why can't I do that? So for just like overall purposes, yeah, it was a big accomplishment for me to be the first female graduate, because it's like kind of such a big deal in wrestling. But for me, it like now I just like to say, like, I don't want to be a good women's wrestler. I just want to be a good wrestler, because right. Why can't I be that? You know?
Okay. I have to back you up just a little bit. How does this happy accident of you falling into wrestling happen? I got to know the story behind this.
Okay. So I originally went to college in New Jersey for athletic training. And at that school, I met, that was in New Jersey.
Where?
I met
what school?
I went to Kane University.
All right, nice. All
right. Right in the backyard ski.
Yes. Yeah. I was there for 1 year as an athletic training student, and I didn't like it. I didn't want to do it. But in one of my, like you have to take liberal arts classes, even though it's like science major. So whatever, you know, life.
Yeah, sure.
So I took like an acting class, and in that acting class, I met another student who was a pro wrestler also, or who was a pro wrestler. I wasn't one yet at the time, obviously.
Right.
And we, both kind of had the mindset of like, we don't really want to fucking do this. These people are kind of like weird actor-y people. Not to say that all are weird, but like, you know how people can be.
Yeah.
So we kind of had like the same mindset in this class, and we got like close, and he like invited me to a wrestling show so I could see it. And I was like, oh, this is pretty cool. This is fun. And like, I had heard about it because my dad's a big wrestling fan. He actually used to show me like videos of Rey Mysterio and be like, oh, look, he does flips like you do in gymnastics. And I was like, great, Dad. Okay. So I kind of didn't really I understood what it was, but I never really like paid attention or cared for it or ever really watched a full match. So after this, that 1 year of school, I told my friend, the wrestler, who I was like, not going to be at school anymore. Sorry. But I stopped going to school so I could go train to do stunt doubling because I'm a fucking psycho. So I did that, and he was like, oh, well, we do shows on Long Island. So because you're doing the stunt training, why don't we see if we can bring you in and like kind of use you somehow? And I was just like, all right, cool. Just thinking it was just like some fun thing to do every once in a while. So they brought me in as a manager, and I was just managing for this team, and I was like used a little bit, like part of the story or whatever they were doing in this one company that ran like every other month or something. And I did that for 2 years, and in those 2 years of managing, still the matches I was managing was the only wrestling I was watching. Like, I still paid no mind to it outside in the real world, or like had no idea what WWE, like I knew what WWE was, but like I had no idea who anyone was, or like, and it didn't know anything. But after 2 years of doing that, that kind of inspired me to try it out. And I think because of my stunt training, I kind of wanted to keep doing more physical things like that. So some of the people that were at that one promotion were doing the Creator Pro shows. And I knew that because of good old social media and Facebook. Right. So I showed up to a Creator Pro show one day. The show was called Create a Bro. It was Sunday, March 13th, 2016. And that night I emailed the school and decided to sign up for training. And they said, come by Tuesday. And that's how I got started.
So let me ask you this, though. You weren't a fan, per se. You get involved in it. Have you fallen in love with the business yet?
Yeah, I've grown so much appreciation, and I really do love wrestling so much now. It was funny because on Sunday I teamed with Pat Buck, my trainer, and he'll like say, "Oh, we're gonna let's do a 3D," and he'll look at me, he'd be like, "You know what a 3D is?" And I like I kind of do, but like I don't also, like I'm not like super familiar with everything, and he's like, "It's so funny how you know everything but you don't know anything." And I was like, yeah, I'm working on it. But that's just me, I guess. Like, there's so much wrestling history. There's no way I can learn everything. Like, I've only been wrestling for 3 years now. And
right.
I think I've done okay so far.
No, absolutely. You've literally been just about everywhere. Beyond, Chaotic, Blitzkrieg, obviously, I think the Queens of Combat as well, and Limitless, mm-hmm. and this and that. So when you're in all these locker rooms and people are talking, is there ever any like wrestling talk? And if there is, like, are you just kind of like sitting like you said, you don't know what a 3D is. So like, are people ever talking about it around you, and you're just kind of like, like a church mouse, like all quiet?
Oh yeah, people make like references to me all the time, and I'm like, I have no idea what the fuck you are talking about. You need to like dumb this down for me. But it's like it's not like all the time where people try and talk like history with me or anything. It's just like sometimes people make references and I just don't know them, and I'm just like, can you just show me instead? Like, that's all.
That's huge. And of course, if you're just joining us in on the Shining Wizards hotline, Chris Statlander, the alien, calling all the way.
Hey.
What's that?
I said hey.
Oh, hey. She is on the line. You can follow her on Twitter and Instagram at Call Me Chris Stat on both handles, correct?
Very correct. Good
very,
job.
Very, thank you very much.
Both handles. He's such a professional.
I'm trying. Listen, I've seen, I think, at least in Rawway, I think I've seen just about every one of your matches.
Ooh, he's a stalker.
And well, I work for the freaking place. So it's such an incredible, when you see someone completely evolve and learn so much. And of course, like you said, you're the first graduate. Give me your thoughts on the intergender wrestling. Cause I know you got a match coming up with, I believe, Smart Mark. Is that right?
Yeah, I have.
I think that's.
I also have a match with AR Fox coming up too. That just got announced.
Ooh.
Yes.
So.
And that's and you worked mm-hmm. with you worked with like David Starr. Do you enjoy?
I've done a lot of intergender matches.
Okay, so what? Give us like your general take on it. Do you prefer it? Do you love it? Like you said, you just want to be the best wrestler, and that seems to be what a lot of people think, that intergender wrestling should have no boundaries. You just got to be the best wrestler, so you got to face the best. Is that kind of your take on it?
Yeah. So I get both sides of it, where it's like, oh, if a guy is like visibly like much bigger, like, yeah, it's kind of takes you out of it, of like the believability of it. But I also, for me personally, I don't want to say I have a preference, because, you know, both genders, there's really good and there's really bad wrestlers. So like, you never know what you're going to get. But fortunately, I've been really lucky to get to work with like very, very good male wrestlers. And with women, I feel like, I hate to like brag or like use it, but I like, people tell me all the time how much I've like surpassed so many people. And I don't like to say that because I'm still so new, but sometimes when you're in the ring with people, you're kind of just like, oh, I expected a lot more of you, kind of. And it's like, oh, I didn't realize I'd have to be the one leading this match or anything. And it's not like it's like all the time or anything, but the only way you're going to get better and get respect is to, you know, work people that are much better than you and keep up with them, or even be on their level, or even prove that you're past their level. And there's much more opportunity to do that in intergender matches, because one, there's so much more male wrestlers that have just been around so much longer, and you know, guys are willing to do a little bit more wild and crazy things, and sometimes girls just care about making sure they don't break a nail or their weed doesn't fall out and stuff like that. So I don't want to say I prefer intergender matches. I know that I learn more, but I also learn a lot more about how to like lead and like how to simplify things. It's both learning experiences in their own ways. So you learn different things from both matches.
Okay. We don't want to take up too much out of your time, but we do have some more lighthearted, goofy questions from our Patreon followers.
Oh, you're going to read these?
I'm going to read a couple of them. Right. It just, you know, we love talking about wrestling, but we also like to have some fun and goof. I don't know how many of these you're going to know.
Yeah, we're long far away from how did you get into wrestling? Yeah. Well, actually, we asked all that anyway.
But you know what? But part of what we do is introduce fans that might not know who Chris is.
She did say she just fell into wrestling, so yeah. I had to know the backstory on that one. Are you up for some questions, Chris?
No, I don't.
No, okay. She didn't hear that.
No.
All right. So I'm gonna rapid fire some questions out for you. And okay. You're probably not gonna, you might not get a whole lot of them.
I'll do my best.
All right. These are just gonna be fun, so have fun
with
it.
All right, so be nice. Come on.
I wanna be nice.
All right.
Oh, boy.
All right. Who is your favorite murderer?
Murderer?
Yeah. So is that was a legit question.
I'm not going to answer that. Okay. I don't know.
That sounds like a
weirdo. I don't study murderers.
No, fair enough.
That's probably the best answer.
Are you related to the space child from Kiss? Are you familiar with the band Kiss? No, you are not. Okay. Do you like American Dad, the TV show?
I do, actually.
What's any affiliation, any affinity with Roger?
We're not related or anything, but I would love to be.
Ooh.
Roger, that's if you're listening, Roger. She's interested.
Yeah, yes. Roger, if you're listening, give me some of those costumes. Yeah.
There you go. Without going into too much detail, are you familiar with Alf? Do you know Alf?
Alf? I've heard of Alf because I do a lot of crossword puzzles and he's a lot of the answers.
Yes, he is. Usually on the day in the beginning of the week. He's one of the easy ones. All right, I think that's enough of the goofy questions.
So she's an alien that likes to do crossword puzzles. This is awesome.
Listen, we like to...
I got to keep my brain going, okay?
Wait, you did say you had a tattoo of Pluto, right?
Well, I have the solar system, and Pluto is included, so...
That's right.
Okay, I was going to ask if you were Plutonian, if you're, from a planet in our galaxy, if you're from somewhere else.
Wait, what? I'm sorry.
Best answer ever.
I didn't hear.
I was curious to know if you were from one of the planets from our galaxy or if you're from outside of the Milky Way.
I'm sorry. Can you say that again? I was not paying attention.
All right. Are you from another planet within our galaxy, or are you so far beyond that scope that we can't even find it?
No, I am from the Andromeda Galaxy.
Ooh.
Look at that. Fantastic. Mm-hmm.
If you watched any of my matches, you would have known that.
I watch all your matches.
Kevin just doesn't. Kevin's very nervous. He's usually working the soundboard.
I've literally built from the Andromeda Galaxy every single time. So.
Ah, Kevin.
All right, you may have got me. Kevin's... But I'm playing your music, so I can't. So it's tough for me to hear, Sturch do his thing or whatever.
Oh, Sturch, listen to you dropping names.
Yeah. Anyway, we want to ask just a little bit about the current state. Do you keep up with wrestling now, the main product now?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
As best as I can.
As best as you can. So what have you taken away from what you've seen lately with Ronda Rousey and Becky Lynch and Charlotte being the first female main event of WrestleMania?
I mean, it's bound to happen sometime, and I feel like now at least these women have more momentum than anyone in the company. So I think it's great. I know I really wish they would have waited for me to get signed before they did the first
exactly.
ever women's main event.
Us too.
So I could have been in it, but things happen. So I think it's great. I have no complaints about it. I think they have a really good story built up. I just it's cool. It's really cool. I'm not mad about it. I'm not gonna cry myself tears of joy over it, but it's great.
All right. The alien Chris Statlander, we're gonna let you go real quick, but we just want to mention a couple things you do have coming up. And I'm probably forgetting a bunch because there's so many. One of the couple of the latest things just announced, Creator Pro, April 26th, Boom Boom, against Penelope Ford. Is this going to be the first time that you're going to have the pleasure of working with Penelope Ford?
No. I've worked with her, I think, two times before.
Okay.
One was like a fatal four-way. One other time was a singles match. Both of those matches happened at Limitless.
Gotcha. So, yes.
Not in the area.
Right. That's New England-ish, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, it's a big show. Cole Cabana is gonna be there. It's on 78 Hebsten Turnpike, the Limbrook Knights of Columbus. That's pretty huge.
I think Colt's taking on Smart Mark Sterling, isn't he?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, it's gonna be a big show.
Well, and then Beyond Wrestling is doing a live weekly show for independent TV. How involved are you gonna be in that?
As often as I can. I do have real life jobs and other stuff going on. So, and Massachusetts isn't like a town over. So,
right. No, I hear you.
Well, I'm going to be there as I can.
Absolutely. And listen, we don't want to keep you. We're going to let you go. Call me Chris Dat on Instagram, on Twitter. Follow her like everywhere you can because she's awesome. She's going to be a star.
Huge, huge star.
I agree, and I've said it because I've seen her since basically WrestlePro's conception.
Inception. Even though you don't know her theme music.
Because it's tough. I know her theme music because she was using Katy Perry. Alien.
Perry.
Yeah, so she was using it, but I know a couple times we couldn't because of the rights or whatever, but
yeah.
Other than that, listen,
I plug my weekend events.
Yes, sure. Please do. Yes, weekend. We're going to let you do that.
Okay. So, Friday, I'm going to be at Chaotic Wrestling. I have a rematch against Tasha Steelz for the Chaotic Women's title. Saturday, I have a rematch with Smart Mark Sterling, and I'm going to beat the shit out of him.
You should. He's fucking drunk.
Sunday, I am going to be in Baltimore for Ring of Honor.
That's what, you know what? I saw that, but I couldn't find it today. What exactly, who are you working Ring of Honor?
So it's a triple tag match. It's me and Tasha, oddly enough, against Carissa Rivera and Gabby Ortiz against Sumi Sakai and yes. Jenny Rose.
Yeah, wow, I did see that. I knew I saw it, but I couldn't find it today. It was weird, so I don't know.
It's all right. You're doing okay.
Yeah.
But
that's going to happen on Sunday.
Fantastic.
Awesome.
Big things. Keep an eye out for her. Keep an ear out. Do whatever you can. Again, thank you very much
for joining us. Chris. This was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was
this
a whole, was much, awesome. Whole lot of fun.
And thank you.
All right.
And please haunt some of my relatives in the middle of the night if you're not busy. You know, just kind of shine some lights in the window.
Add connections, don't worry.
All right. That'd be awesome. You're the best.
No problem.
All right, bye.
Thanks, Chris. Have a great night.
You too, guys. Bye-bye.
Chris Statlander. That was fun.
I had a great time, man.
I can't believe you asked her the murderer question.
Hey, listen. I'm not a total square.
Hey! Oh, so that's what that was. See, that was Matt getting in your head, bro.
It was!
Now the fact that you didn't know that she was from the Andromeda...
It's hard to hear back there, dude.
No, I get it. I just want to make sure it didn't throw you off your game. And we're good?
We're fine.
All right, we're good.
So when you go back to watch your matches, I skip the intros. I just want to watch the meat and potatoes.
Yeah, you want to watch the meat. That's what it is.
Whoa, easy.
She's an attractive girl.
Yeah, but she's...
I can say that.
We're not going to break the fourth wall.
Wait. Maybe slipped in the digits a little bit?
No, what are you, out of your mind?
Well, you said break the fourth wall. What the hell do you mean? What?
She's involved with somebody.
Oh, she's involved with another alien.
Yes.
Or a human.
Hmm.
Ooh, see, that's weird. We should have asked her this. How come you didn't bring this up?
Because I didn't know she was comfortable talking about
it. Does she have...
No, her who she's with is a former guest on our show.
Does she have lady alien parts?
What are you talking about?
Well, she's an alien, right? I'm kind of curious about this now.
Listen, you should have... Then you should have asked her.
Jeez Louise.
Hey, Tony.
What's that?
I think we're going to be back after this. No?
Oh. We here at the Shining Wizards know that you love to do online shopping, and most of you do it through Amazon. But don't go to Amazon.com. Go to Amazon.ShiningWizards.com. Click on your country's banner, and when you shop, any money that you spend goes a little bit to support the show. It's not a whole lot, but every little bit helps. And the more you buy, the more we get supported, and the more everybody can be happy, and we can continue to bring you the best professional wrestling podcasting.
Horns up! This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
The revolution will be broadcast.
Hey everyone, this is Justin, one of your hosts of Inconclusive Breakdown. join myself, Skeets the Wonder Dog, and my co-host Vince as we bring you an unfiltered anti-PC look at the week in entertainment, sports, music, comic books, video games, and professional wrestling. Also, each week we do a top 10 list and answer listener questions. Catch new episodes every Sunday everywhere you get podcasts. Follow us on social media at inconclusivepod or facebook.com/inconclusivebreakdown. As always, we are a proud member of the Shining Wizards Network.
We're the Jersey Wrecking Crew, and we approve this message. Even though many of you believe that we're living in an ununified country where the main question is whether to kneel or stand, you'll never have to worry about the Jersey Wrecking Crew. Because we're up all night.
Too sweet.
No. It's one sweet.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Listen to the Jersey Wrecking Crew on the High Spot Podcast with brand new episodes every Friday on the Shining Wizards and B Plus Player Radio Network.
Hey, this is Mike from The Midnight Jury. When you are done with this show, join my co-hosts Adam, Cal, Sydney, and I every Friday as we travel back to the last old school generation of the 80s and 90s to review the best and worst in pop culture, horror, and occasionally pro wrestling on WLWstudios.com or The Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, or Player FM. We'll see you there.
Your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting from the current to the way back. Join the Impact player Phil Rea and the Portuguese man of war Choppy for the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, live every week on rantemradio.com. Get all our episodes over at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, Google Play, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, and TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com.
And since Matt's not here, we're coming back with a little bit of Mr. Bungle.
Mr. Bungle?
Yeah. Did you ever listen to Mr. Bungle?
Can't say that I have.
Well, this is their big hit. It's called My Ass Is On Fire.
With passion and love?
I figured with the passion and love of your ass being on fire, this would be a perfect time to introduce you to those that are passionate about the Shining Wizards. It's our Patreon list of producers. These are the folks that help to support the show and bring you the goodness every week.
That's right, goodness.
I want to introduce to you the AOP of the SWP, Anthony and Dan, the Russinellos, Cindy Ardone, one of our favorites.
Are we supposed to be giving last names now that I think about it?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Well, I haven't complained.
That's fair enough. I just thought of that right now.
Ryan Arthur, Mr. Dark Helmet himself. Of course, the queen of the Shining Wizards, Mrs. Kathy Hummer.
Emma.
Manny Crocknerville. The guy that likes dropping N-bombs on our show.
Grazie.
Mike Martinelli, of course. Mr. Sean Coelho. Matt, you sound like such a douche saying that last week. Sean Toe, and of course, Radioactive Metals, William Mercier Jr.
Lives.
You want to help?
Oh, come on. I got to do my gimmick.
I always forget your gimmick.
Damn it.
Dude. I'm sorry. Go. Okay. William Mercier Jr.
Lives are going to be in William Mercier's hands. You know what I mean? All right,
there you go. If you want to join the fun and get your name read every week and get in from other bonuses and bonanzas like getting to ask us questions, getting private podcasts, which we've yet to do, but we need to do watch-alongs and whatnot.
Yeah, we should probably do one.
I do have audio from watching the Ring of Honor pay-per-view, but I do need to sift through it. I need to see if it's any good. Yeah, oh yes we are. But that'll be for the patrons only if and when we decide to release some of that. You want an email at shiningwizards.com? You want a banner on our website?
Yes!
Go on over to patreon.com/wizardspodcast. All these goodies started. How much, Kevin?
$1?
$1-erino!
$1,
one sawbuck, one buckarooski to join us on Patreon, patreon.com/wizardspodcast. Don't forget, we have 45 different t-shirts available.
That's right.
At prowrestlingtees.com/shiningwizards. I'm wearing one right now. It says Shining Wizards Kevin in the NWO Wolfpack style.
I love it.
You can get an Uncle Creepy Matt shirt. You can get a Kevin shirt. You can get any kind of shirt you want. We got tons of them to choose from.
At Allison's Restaurant.
We've got the soft ones. Kevin, feel how soft this is. Doesn't that feel awesomely soft?
Man, it's softer than...
My dick. My dick. Kevin's touching me. Ah, I'm so excited.
Oh, so wait. Did you read the Z100 story about Beefcake, or did you actually hear the radio ad?
No, I read it. I didn't hear it.
Oh, okay.
I fucking listened to Z100.
Because I was just going to... It's confirmed.
Oh, it is confirmed.
Not by WWE, but by guess who? Guess who confirmed
ESPN?
It? No, come on.
Mike Johnson.
Because
I defend him when he's wrong. I defend him when he's wrong.
Mike Johnson is just reporting the story, obviously.
Oh, because of WHT? Because of Z100?
Yeah.
Crack one open for all the people listening over there in California, New York land.
Wow. So the beefer. Actually, I love... Matt got me a Brutus the Barber Beefcake t-shirt, and I fucking wear it as much as possible.
And you should, because Brutus the Barber is Brutus the fucking man. I don't care what anybody says about him. Anybody shitting on him, dude. He was one of the reasons I loved professional wrestling in the late 80s.
And people get all crazy about what the person's doing now as opposed to what they actually brought to the table in wrestling.
But what's he doing now?
But you know what I mean? Like, I don't know if... Is it just me, or does he get lumped into that group of wrestlers that just want to just... Or, it didn't take care of themselves or whatever. They're at every single convention in New Jersey or New York or here and there.
But the guys have a right to make that money. I mean, don't
agreed.
Forget, a lot of the 80s guys also pissed their money away on, you know, the drugs and the women's and whatnot.
But I think a lot
That's
of people...
That's no big surprise.
I think a lot of people, like, take a look at that meme or that picture of him and Greg the Hammer Valentine sitting in their recliners with a beer, and they look at him like, oh my god.
And the TV trays.
Yeah, and they're like these bums. And then they don't realize how important and how epic Greg the Hammer Valentine and Brutus the Barber Beefcake were to wrestling in the 70s and the 80s.
You just gave me the greatest fucking idea ever.
All right.
We need to do a picture of the three of us.
Oh, it's been done to death, dude.
No, but as our new cover art for the podcast.
Of mimicking the... I think it should be you and Matt.
Why? Because we have the bellies?
Yeah. You fucking... I'll be Jimmy Hart.
Hey, come on down to my tiki deck. Woohoo! It's Jimmy Hart's tiki deck. The world famous tiki deck. Come on down. We got beer in a can. Oh my god. I'm sorry.
Jimmy Hart's sticky neck, baby. I can't even do a Jimmy Hart. I gotta work on a Jimmy Hart.
Yeah, my Jimmy Hart morphs into Bruce Pritchard doing Jim Cornette. Oh, come on down, goddamn.
That, what did he say? Did he say baby or daddy?
I think he says everything, doesn't he? Daddy was a lot too.
I know, well, Fonzie was daddy.
Jimmy Hart took one of the greatest bumps ever, unintentionally, at WrestleMania 1. Who was he managing? Jimmy Hart, he was managing Greg Valentine against the Junkyard Dog.
Yeah.
And he fucking took a spill to the outside.
He was also
like,
managing he was also managing Bundy at that point, I believe.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah. So, did Jimmy Hart managed Bundy before the Brain, right?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah.
He sold him his contract. They did a lot of that back then.
There's an account on Instagram that I follow now, Bear Boulder, who we effectively know as Beefcake Charlie.
Yeah, because he teams up with Bear Bronson, doesn't he?
Who are Chaotic and XWA Tag Team Champions, by the way.
Well, there you go.
So he turned me on to this Instagram account called The Federation Years, and they showed, like, they put all these videos up. There was one from, like, the Blue Blazer today. There's one from, like, and it was the best when Mr. Fuji split up the Powers of Pain and sold Barbarian to Bobby Heenan and Warlord to the Slickster.
That's
awesome. It just brought back so many memories, and watching them revamp both their personalities, Barbarian with like the antlers on and the Warlord with the big staff that he walked to the ring with the Phantom of the Opera mask. And it was just so cool. There's nothing like some good old nostalgic wrestling. And I've been watching some I've been watching Royal Rumbles again, man. I can go back and watch every single Royal Rumble. Started with 88, and I'm on 96 right now.
Yeah, Royal Rumbles are great.
I can watch
a lot of them, especially back then, you know?
I'll tell you what, though. 95 and 96 might be, like, the worst two. Like, ever.
The one with Vince was, yeah, was that?
I mean, to where I'm up to. But 95 and 96 were pretty.
Were those ones with Shawn?
Yeah,
and
Shawn won both. With British Bull. But you see some
of
these guys.
And one of them, they did, like, the 60-second one, and it was like, oh, it's the fastest-paced Royal Rumble ever. And
I think 95 is when they shortened it to a minute and a half, or 94. Not sure.
One of them was 60 seconds, and then it always changes anyway. Like, if you actually sit down and
that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to spend the whole day and just watch every single Royal Rumble in a row, which I'm still doing, but it's just taking a little longer than I wanted.
Wait, every single one?
Because they have a collection on the network where, you know, if they do like collections, like, you know, King Booker or like, you know, Ted DiBiase or Nikolai Volkov, they have certain collections. And then one of them is the Royal Rumble match. So you don't have to watch anything else. It's just a playlist of the Royal Rumbles.
Yeah, but that's a lot of, whatchamacallit. That's like to watch it all straight.
It's like a Saturday.
That's 30 hours, dude.
All right,
that's
more
than a Saturday.
It's a Saturday, Saturday until a Sunday. All right. I got time.
You're such a,
what am I doing? Other than comedy, this Friday night at the Station Bar and Grill.
Oh, there you go.
In Cranberry, New Jersey. I don't even know where Cranberry is. But
it's actually not that far.
It's like 45 minutes or something.
Yeah, it's
right?
A little past East Brunswick, I think.
Yeah, exit 7 on the old Parkway.
Ooh, that is kind of far.
Or Turnpike, I mean.
Yes, Turnpike. Yeah. Exit 7 on the Parkway, a little further away.
Yeah, I don't even think. Is there an exit 7? There's got to be, right?
Well, no. Exit 4 is like Wildwood if you're local. So I would imagine there's an exit 7. Right?
Parkway has exits? I never see Parkway exits that low. Because I always get on the Turnpike.
Yeah, because unless you're going to Cape May, there's no real reason to go down that far. Or Atlantic City. Like, usually Atlantic City is the last
true.
Stop.
Yeah. No, yeah, the fork. Yes, you're right.
Let me see. I know Wikipedia's got to have better information, right? So
about what?
About whatchamacallit, like exits.
We don't have to keep talking about that.
Oh, but I'm curious now. I need to find. There is no exit 7. There's an exit 9 for Middle Township in Cape May County.
All right.
And there's one for North Wildwood, Whitesboro, which is exit 6.
Love me some Wildwood.
Did you know once you get down that far, there's actually traffic lights on the parkway?
Yes, I think I did.
There's no other way to cross over. It's just like a fucking regular road at that point.
Because we used to vacation in Wildwood every summer.
I miss going to Wildwood.
I did too.
I kind of, you know, like with the fucking tram car and all that shit. Like, this is real local. Like, you've got to have beach towns in order to understand what we're talking about. But goddamn, they're a lot of fun.
The Jersey Shore, bro.
Bro. Yo, he's another dickhead that's been in the fucking news a lot lately. Like, he seems to be commenting on everything.
Well, The Rock put him over huge.
When was this?
Did you see that tweet that The Rock put out?
Apparently I didn't, Kevin. Please enlighten me.
It was saying, I don't know. It was like, I never had a problem with him. When we worked together, he always came up with great ideas, and they worked, and this and that.
Well, probably because he does take a lot of shit from a lot of people. I mean, Jim Cornette fucking hates the ground he walks on, and I think Eric Bischoff can't stand him. Like, a lot of these people, that's all they do is shit on him, you know?
The great thing about Bischoff, though, is he might hate you, but he doesn't give a fuck. So, like, if Vince Russo and Eric Bischoff met in, like, say a Legends convention, and Bischoff and Russo said, "Hey, let's have a beer." Bischoff would be like, "Hell yeah, let's have a beer."
Yeah, Bischoff, like, he even said he would have a beer with the Honky Tonk Man. Is that what you said?
No, I said Russo.
Okay, but, Russo. There you go.
But you get the point. It's the same thing. Because there's nobody that he shits on more than the Honky Tonk Man.
Oh, of course, of course. Hey, Bischoff wished me a happy birthday. So
wait, how?
He sang me happy birthday last year.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so I can never hate the man.
I knew that.
I can never hate a man who was bullied into fucking calling me for my birthday and then singing happy birthday to me.
Best worst interview of all time.
Well, I didn't mean to bring it up for that reason, but that just goes to my point that I like Bischoff. I don't care what anybody says about him. I don't care like how much they hate him or like him.
He's who hates Bischoff? He seems like he's too cool not to hate. To hate.
It's the same nonsense. He does a Conrad podcast. He's full of shit. He lies about everything. He thinks he was God's gift to wrestling, but all he did was use Turner's paychecks. You know
what's so weird about those podcasts? And I haven't listened to Shivani's in a while, just because from what I gather, mostly his are watch-alongs.
Yeah, but you don't need to watch along. They do is they rip on each other the entire time.
Okay, so I listen to strictly now Bischoff and Bruce. I believe everything that Bischoff says. Bruce, I'm a little
Well, Bruce is going to put that spin on it, sure, but Bischoff just doesn't give a fuck. And he says it every week.
He has no reason to lie about anything anymore. Exactly. He's not in wrestling anymore.
I mean, I don't want to get into like what these guys talk about and stuff. But
I saw you through the...
He did scare me.
Oh, my
old
God.
Old fucking full of piss and vinegar over here has just arrived. Fucking ladies and gentlemen.
Bushwhack. Oh, is there a fucking exit 7 on the fucking parkway? Bushwhacker. I would drive my car into a fucking tree.
Oh, Bushwhacker, I wish you would.
Bushwhacker Luke just came
listening
in.
Listening to this nonsense.
Spare
Who
us
cares?
Showing up, dude.
We're talking.
We're fucking talk about some fucking local sports talk radio.
Why not?
It's fucking awful.
People like us for us.
No, nobody likes us.
He's fat!
Thank you, Scott Steiner.
Gonna put a fucking downer on the entire goddamn thing.
I know, gonna fucking ruin everything. We had a great interview, we're having a great conversation, and now old fucking steer into the skid over here is gonna fucking ruin
steer
the show.
Steer into the skid. How yeah. the skids in your underoos?
I changed them twice before Kevin got here. I didn't want him to fucking think that I was shitting my drawers.
Oh, did you really?
I had to, dude. My balls were fucking like percolating like a fucking old coffee pot.
Yeah, this is a lot better than Turnpike Talk.
So much better.
Talking about adult men shitting their pants.
Cranberry is by Monroe.
Where we
do Legends of the Ring.
Monroe is exit 8A.
That one time.
No,
twice?
We did Legends like three times. Right?
Twice.
No.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, we did Steamboat and we did JTG. And I ate pizza with the Honky Tonk Man.
Oh, that's right. I keep forgetting we did WrestleCon as well. With Mike Mondo. Remember him?
Oh, I wonder how he's doing.
Why? Is he okay?
He's all right.
Oh, I don't know.
No.
Well, Jesus, you say I wonder how he's doing. Like, the guy's dying or something.
Nah, I don't keep tabs on Mike Mondo.
Yeah, but you said it like I had some inside information.
He's
like
a fucking extra super special letdown fella. Remember, he was going to come here and do the show, and then he canceled, like, fucking 2 hours beforehand.
Well, and then
and
he
then
gonna...
I had to go pick up fucking Nigel because he bailed.
Hello?
At WrestleCon.
Yeah, but you made Nigel's day, dude. Like, that was one of Nigel's greatest moments of his life. Who, you?
Boy, you?
You're the one who went fucking go pick him up.
You heard the compliments.
Yep, fucking here. Tony Mann stretching right in front of me.
Oh, oh, there we go. Hello, how are you?
Yeah, I got to put this TV back.
Put that back.
Whoa. Woo.
I enjoyed your interview. Props. Thanks for asking my questions.
No, that was a Patreon question.
That was, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for supporting us.
I'm Patreon. Oh, God, you stink.
Only a dollar, dude.
Holy shit.
Speaking of shit, do you want to talk Monday Night Raw or do you want to get into some other newses and notices?
God. Did you talk about... Now, I missed like five minutes because the fucking... First of all... The rant needs to up their fucking game. Because it says we're the midnight jury right now.
Get the fuck out of here.
Just so you know, Drew.
Wait, I could change that.
Oh, you can change it.
Yeah, I could change that.
That's good to know.
Because I didn't know what would have been up there.
Oh, midnight jury replay, just so you know. And it cut out for like 3 minutes right before a stat called in. So I don't know if you talked like first ever. I know you talked first women's mania main event with her. But I don't know if you did it amongst each other.
We did not.
No, we didn't get that far yet. What did we cover?
Oh, did you get the exit 12?
That's it.
You fucking
Jesus
jerk off.
Christ, this is what you came for?
He really did.
I got a problem with Matt. He's like,
you're an asshole. Everything I said was true. You don't like it, eat a dick.
Do you really want me to read every text from you, which involved you sucking a hairy dick? No one gives
it
about
was a, it was a
dick
Bruno
suck
dick.
WCW.
Oh, that's what we could talk about.
No, we have so much to talk about. It's already fucking pushing my asshole.
Oh, you didn't print up your fucking notes in fucking font 76?
Here, if you want them, you cocksucker, take them.
I don't.
Fucking retard.
Wow. How much Red Bull do you have today, Matt?
Two cans.
There you go.
But that was at like
11:30. What are you fucking eating? Fruit Loops? Two cans?
The sad thing is I thought that, but I didn't say it.
I beat you to it.
No, because it was terrible.
Stop, I'm barefoot. You're going to break my toes.
I know.
Kevin's been looking at him all night, too.
I didn't even notice him. Didn't even notice today.
Statlander.
Had no problem with it.
Statlander.
You didn't speak into the microphone when you were interviewing her, Tony.
I did, too.
You were like this. You are hard to hear.
What?
Uh-oh. That's why she kept going, what, when you were going, what galaxy?
No, it must have been something going on with the fucking feed then.
And you threw
then.
Poor Kevin under the bus because Kevin had to stop.
Well, Kevin, I thought Kevin was going to lose his shit because he didn't know her fucking where
it's
she was
impossible
from.
For me to know that.
It's not impossible.
Well, all right, nothing's impossible.
It's improbable.
But even going back to watch other matches of hers that I did not watch in Rawway, I skip intros, and most of them don't have intros. So I skip them sometimes.
All right, okay.
All right, is it enough of yelling at us? Can we move on with the show?
I'm not yelling at anybody.
I'm having fun now.
I'm excited to be here.
I was having fun before, but I'm having fun now, too.
All right, let's talk Monday Night Raw so we can have not more fun.
Why? Monday Night Raw was fucking awful.
Yeah, that's what we're here to talk about.
No, we can make fun of it.
All right, let's make fun of
it. Did you talk about the shitty Ronda Rousey, Joan Jett video?
No, we didn't.
Damn it.
You see, he fucking shows up and he's like, did you talk about this? Did you talk about that?
I only
that?
Did that because I listened to the show so I can do that to you because you were going to get like, ooh, and then you're going to sit Indian
style.
All
right, here we
there we go.
That's what was coming. God. There we go.
You still doing that DDP yoga? I can't fucking do that.
I actually did it the other day with my son. He was actually doing...
Your son?
Yeah, he's getting into it now, bro. We're going to be two fucking ripped
father.
In shape motherfuckers by summertime.
Really?
Nah,
you're
going to
help him get that puss, that first puss?
He's 10, dude. Relax.
They start young, bro. Kevin went to school in West Orange. They were banging when they were like 7 in the fucking girls' room.
If they were, I didn't see any of that shit.
Like finger banging or like...
All sorts of crazy banging. Those kids are out of control.
You know, you were talking about 8-year-old anus last week. Now you're 7. Talking about 7-year-old banging.
Yeah, this is... Yeah.
Look, that's just what we're living in.
If you'd like to support this, please go to patreon.com.
Yeah, send us a fucking dollar, you cheap fucks. Jesus Christ, we give this to you for free every week.
Oh, yeah. I can understand why it's free.
To less and less of you every week.
You think so? You think our numbers are down?
We give this.
Yeah, we're low. We're at about a 7 right now.
Out of what?
Out of, I don't know.
Out of the parkway exits.
I don't know if they go down that far, man.
I got off at 145 coming here, so.
Oh, that's a good old West Orange.
Yeah, well, I had to because there was a fucking Beaner soccer game going on. I couldn't
Jesus.
Cut through fucking 21.
Yeah, good thing I left work early today.
Fucking
holy
Red
shit.
Bulls fucking eat a
no,
dick.
No, I don't even think it's the Red Bulls. I think it's like some international
God,
teams.
God, great. Fucking soccer sucks. If you fucking
Tony,
like soccer,
if you can,
send
if you
us a dollar. Send us a dollar if you like soccer.
Tony, I know it creates a major burden on you, but if you could please just edit out the slur that he used.
I can't, dude.
You don't like beaners?
Isn't that a slur?
Yeah.
Okay.
Beaners. It's a fucking one of the Cheech Chong does it in his stand-up. Beaners.
Oh, okay. All right. That's okay. Then.
Beaners.
If Cheech and or Chong does it, it's
I
okay.
I think it's...
It's got to be Tommy Chong.
No, it's Cheech.
Oh, Cheech?
Yeah, Tommy Chong did that singing thing, that show on Fox.
Right. You ever meet his brother Ching?
He was a pineapple. Oh, my God. Any relation to Ling Ling?
Ooh.
Ooh.
And here we go.
I left my laptop in the car.
There's no point to bring it in.
I didn't think so, right? There's like 40 minutes left in the show.
All right, well, then let's get to
39 if you're on Tony time.
Can I ask you a question?
God, 38 if you're on Tony time.
What was the point of the beat the clock thing with the
it
women?
Was the fucking dumbest
What was
thing.
The point of that? Oh, they're all going to be teammates next week to take on the Riot Squad.
I thought they were going to do that tonight or last night.
Stupid. Stupid, 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 stupid.
And I really didn't like Raw last night.
It was bad. It was bad.
And why does Charlotte
have
not
huge,
beat-
amazing knockers?
Her cans are giant.
They're huge. And she should wear that gear every week.
She's looking a little softer.
Oh, here we go.
What do you mean?
Like, she doesn't look like a man. Like, she didn't look like manly.
Oh, I think that's a compliment, no?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, I thought he was going, you know, he's going to...
Like, she was getting chubby.
Yeah, she was getting in the same boat as Paige and Nia Jax.
Paige, yeah?
And it was sinking, and Tony's standing there throwing fucking rocks at him, calling them fatties, well, you fucking dick.
If the shoes don't fit.
This is what I love about us. We sit here and, for the most part, praise... the revelation of women's wrestling. Right. And then in the same breath, Paige here.
Well, Tony hates the women.
Oh, well, wait. You were the godfather of hating the women.
Yeah, but I didn't fat shame them.
That's true.
Like, fucking this asshole.
I fat shame them?
You fucking...
Nia Jax is portly. I don't find her attractive. I'm sorry.
You don't have to find her attractive.
I'm
you don't have to make
like
fun of her weight.
Like Natty. She's thick. I find her attractive.
Yeah, Natty's hot. Yeah.
See? Tamina? Not so much.
No, she kind of looks like a dude,
It's like a bloated Jimmy Snuka.
You think she murdered her first husband?
Brother, I push him down the hill, brother.
From under the bench.
From under the bench.
Why does it look like Drew Gulak should be driving this fucking Daisy?
He looks like he's driving a car. I didn't notice that last week.
Please, yes, put that up on the Instagram.
I didn't know. I think I still have one from last week. Jesus. I didn't notice that.
That's what I was saying. Like, his legs don't bend anymore, so it looks like he's sitting back.
How much more do you want to bend his legs?
Well, to make him not look like he's driving a semi.
Why don't you stand him up? Why is he sitting like that? Is he taking it? At least put a toilet under him or something.
Drew needs a break, dude. He stands all day.
Oh my God.
He's stumping, making 205 grade again.
With his little stable of submission guys.
Oh, Jesus.
Forgot. I got to bring you the Usos and the New Day.
All right. What was
I have something for you.
Oh, all right. Great.
It fits in his pocket.
It's the belt.
I've got something in my pocket for you.
The belt that was in with the other ones.
Why don't you reach it to my pocket and see what
it is? It's not flat, but I'm assuming at some point you're going to put it on a figure's waist. So.
What did you get? Is that an ECW belt?
Yeah.
But you know what? So I unpacked all my.
Oh, here we go.
Why? What? Let's talk. I like
talk
just
about
talking.
How shitty Raw was. Raw was shitty.
I like just talking.
Triple H cut a great promo.
I love that promo.
Drew McIntyre and Roman Reigns, they got some heat there. That was a good moment.
Do you?
I hate Aleister Black and Ricochet beat the tag champs again. Finn Balor beat two people again.
Yeah, we're covering Raw. I forgot.
I hate that Triple H kind of took the internet's Spice Girl. Well, give me what I want, what I really, really want. He basically ripped that off from...
Yeah, but Triple H's problem always with his promos, he makes his opponents look like shit. So now when you win, congratulations, you beat shit.
Yeah, but come on.
He didn't build up Batista at all. He really didn't.
It's not Does Batista need to be built up?
That's not the point.
Because it's wrestling 101. You build up your opponents, so when you beat them, beat somebody.
And I'm the fucking grand poopah of wrestling.
What's
this
a poopah?
Asshole.
Wait, you're the grand caterpillar of wrestling?
Yeah. Is a caterpillar another word for a poopa?
A poopa is the thing that the caterpillar forms into the butterfly.
No, that's a cocoon, you idiot.
That's a poopa.
It's a cocoon. No, not a cocoon.
It's the grand poopa.
I will gladly be the grand caterpillar of wrestling.
No, it's a cocoon.
Make it a t-shirt. Pupa.
A caterpillar gets into a cocoon, and then it turns
it
into a butterfly.
It doesn't get into one. There's not just cocoons laying around.
Why do you know what a poopa is?
It's an insect.
Don't break your phone or your
immature
iPad.
Form between
I'll break
the
them both.
Adult. It's a chrysalis. This is what a pupa is. It's a fucking cocoon.
So they're one and the same.
Yeah.
So you're both right.
Yeah, I didn't say Kevin was wrong.
You
kind of
did.
Because you're the grand pupa, not poopa.
Can I be the grand poopa?
You can be the grand pooper.
Please, can I be the grand caterpillar? Just take my face, put it on the caterpillar from Alice in Wonderland.
No.
Make it a t-shirt.
What was the book that you read in like kindergarten? It was like
The Very Hungry Caterpillar.
The Very Hungry Caterpillar. We're going to have that's going to be the next shirt. It's going to be that caterpillar with Matt's fucking face.
Oh, and his Jimmy Hart, he sounds like fucking Jiminy Cricket.
Yeah, Daddy, come down to my tiki deck.
We're getting shirts all over the place now, boys.
Have a can of beer on the beach,
shirt.
Daddy.
So anyway, back to this belt that Kevin threw me. I was putting out my ECW figures. Right?
Figures.
Frogger.
All the belts. Frogger. First of all, there's three belts. I didn't know there was three.
Neither did I.
Ooh.
I thought that and the TV title were the only two.
They all say World Heavyweight Championship, though.
Ooh. Even the tag ones?
No, they didn't have tag
They didn't
ones.
Make tag belts.
Ooh. Tell me more.
That's all I have.
Let me see
Figure
this.
Talk. Don't break it.
Because I noticed that when you gave me the big collection of BCAs. And I was like, I don't remember this belt. Not that. I didn't see that one, but... The other one, I was like, I don't remember this belt.
Why don't you call Kurt
there.
Hawkins? We could ask him on the air.
Yeah, because when I started putting him
maybe
up,
maybe
I
will.
Had,
how about like, that, Dick? Maybe I'll drop some more names making fun of me. He considers me dropping Dave Sturcio's name a name drop.
That's not a name. What's wrong with you? It's not like he's going to, what are you going to fucking Skype some dead glow chick?
No, I want to call Kurt Hawkins.
Don't bother him. He's a busy man.
Boy, this is what he does, dude.
It's training. What?
If you had a question about wrestling figures,
I did get my Kurt Hawkins figure though this weekend. That was a big score.
Oh yeah, nice.
Lottie, do I hope you both jerk each other off at 9:01?
Maybe I will.
Who? Me and Kevin, or Kevin and Brian?
Oh, you. Well, you, Kevin, and Brian. There you go.
Oh, a circle jerk.
There you go.
All right.
Anyway,
make Kevin Lucky Pierre.
That was it. Those were the belts.
All right.
That was the belt talk. Raw was okay. I like the Samoa Joe Kurt Angle match.
No, that was bad, dude.
I thought they told a great story.
No, it did. Samoa Joe did a great job. Kurt Angle almost fucking got dropped on his head for a suplex. And then on top of that, he kept dropping Joe on his side for suplexes as well. Dude, I was cringing the entire time, dude. Kurt Angle. And Kurt Angle's wrestling AJ Styles, tonight. I think, tonight. And then Rey Mysterio next week. That's fucking...
Why, it's his farewell tour.
I understand, but I'm fucking real scared for his well-being, dude.
Have you ever seen, like, a farewell... I don't know, like... A farewell tour usually is supposed to, like, peak. His last match is going to be the worst part of the farewell
What's
tour.
What's wrong with Baron Corbin?
Everything. I heard someone say WWE was very surprised at the backlash that fans hated the idea of him versus Baron Corbin.
You mean the fast lane?
WWE is stupid.
They really are.
They're fucking dumb.
Okay, so Ronda's like this mega fucking heel, right? They put a clip of her out today of her being like...
Like, oh my God, I can't believe Joan Jett's going to be singing for me. Oh my God.
It's the fucking dumbest thing I've ever seen.
She's an idiot.
She's allowed to be happy, but don't fucking post it. You're taking a... You're ruining...
Kayfabe is dead, bro.
You're ruining it for me.
She could have easily did something that fit her character. She could have been like... Yeah, it's great that Joan Jett's going to be there. She's going to get to see firsthand what a great job I do destroying Sasha, right. You know, whatever.
Yeah, that would have been good.
I like
she
that.
Was like,
but not like, oh, gee whiz, golly.
I'm so happy. I'm going to go home and stick my hand in my
horse's
asshole.
You know what this means, Matt? After 9.5 days of WrestleMania 35, our main event is going to be...
It's a good song, man.
Yeah, but it doesn't fit Ronda Rousey.
I think it does.
Nah, it's terrible.
I hate it.
Like, what do you want her to have, like, Authors of Pain, like, scary music?
Yes, like Samoa Joe music she should have.
Samoa Joe's music stinks, too.
I love his theme song, dude. Boom, boom, bah, boom, bah, bah. I love that shit.
I think they could have picked a better fucking song for shitty Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, they could have.
Kevin's right. I'm back to not liking Ronda Rousey.
Oh, boy.
Flip, flop, flip, flop, flip, flop.
Oh,
snip,
boy.
Snap, snip, snap, snip,
flippity, flop.
So what do you think of Becky Lynch winning that fucking abomination shit thing?
I don't think she's going to.
Oh, I think she will.
No, I'm talking about this beat the clock
shit. The beat the clock was fucking stupid. It serves zero purpose.
Yeah, it's fucking dumb.
Zero purpose. Same thing with the Finn Balor fucking...
All right.
Tony, throw me Matt's notes.
If you didn't think Jinder Mahal was eating that pin, you've got to fucking...
No, just the whole, like... How many times have we seen Finn Balor take on Bobby Lashley and somebody else in a handicap match in the last 3 months?
It was 6-on-1, for Christ's sake.
Oh, it's fucking forever. It's Bobby Lashley and Leo Ross. It's Bobby Lashley and... Eaton. It's Bobby Lashley and...
Jinder Mahal.
Fucking MVP. It's Bobby Lashley and fucking...
You know what else
Shelton
I'm done
Benjamin.
With?
The revival. I would love to see MVP get another run.
I'm done with the Revival losing every fucking week, too. Done with it.
But I'm okay with Aleister Black and Ricochet as a tag team now.
Yeah, but they should not be beating the tag team champions every fucking week. Although, did you see recently? The Revival's been wearing the old school belts on house shows.
Uh-huh. Have they really?
Yeah. Oh, you didn't see that picture?
I saw a picture of them wearing the belts. I didn't know they were wearing the belts at house shows.
Yeah, and they're not. They're actually made by Fandu. They're the guys that make the Andre the Giant belt replica. You probably saw it when you had, what's his name in studio, EC Negro?
Yes.
Yes. That was an Andre the Giant fan do belt. So the guy's a good quality belt maker, and he actually made the pair for the Revival, and they were rocking them at all the house shows.
No shit. Yeah. I saw fucking Elias and Finn sang that fucking awful song from that awful movie, A Star Is Born.
Oh, God. Really?
Wait,
did they sing it because Finn is the all-inclusive?
In the shit, hello.
Really?
Yeah.
What does it have to do with
I hear at WrestleMania, Finn's going to sit on the ring post.
Is he going to raise his hands when he's doing it?
Yes. He's going to look like a thumb wrestling figure.
Like Drew Gulak?
Yeah. Poor Drew Gulak.
I love Drew Gulak.
He needs to be in that Braun Strowman car.
He's going to sit on the fucking post.
Holy shit.
I almost bought that again, too.
What is wrong with you?
Almost bought it.
What did you almost buy?
Kevin's going to be fucking bankrupt in about a month and a half. Yeah. If he keeps buying fucking action figures.
No, you know what it is? I see them, and I think that they're gonna be worth something to sell again. And then I look on eBay, and they're really not at all.
You can't. You got to.
I bought a Toys R Us Todd McFarlane exclusive of Don Mattingly. When those came out years ago, I paid $10 for it. You know what they're worth right now on eBay?
$3.50.
He would know.
Well,
I'm guessing.
Call your buddy Brian. He'll tell you.
They're listed for $8.99. So are they making me any money 20 years later? No.
I just hadn't seen the retros in a while. So I went out and got the Dean Ambrose. I saw AJ, Dean Ambrose, and Seth Rollins. They were on sale for like $7.
No, I get it. But I think your intention, your motive, you're either going to collect them and just have them. You can't think about buying them and what they're going to be worth later. So you're just going to buy a lot of bad shit.
Yeah, I am. Those Retrofests aren't as valuable as I thought they were either.
Yeah, they're not.
I thought the Macho Man Retrofest and the Hacksaw Retrofest were going to be better. Then I go on eBay and I click sold. I mean, you make a little bit of money or you make your money back, but other than that, I thought they were going to be more.
Hey, what'd you think of the Glamazon?
I don't care.
I kind of like that shit, dude. The way they were stepping on the belt when Sasha was trying to pull the belt away. And she was like, no, no, no.
Was she Falaba?
No, it's fucking Hakeem Olajuwon, you know.
No, it's actually Dikembe Mutombo.
That was it, Dikembe Mutombo.
Wow.
Sorry.
Racist.
Sorry, wrong guy.
Fucking Beaner.
They look alike.
Yeah, fucking WAP.
Oof. Real? A WAP? Really?
Yeah, WAP.
Wow, WAPA.
Well, I'm the king.
What, he's just making sure he's on the fucking butt?
Well, I'm the king.
What's
of racial Tennessee. Wow. I'm the king. Well, I'm the king. We said we'd stop doing racist shit.
How come Dean Ambrose fucking gets his ass kicked in a last man standing match and none of his brothers come out to help him?
Because he's leaving.
That's fucking stupid.
This is it, man. Fucking, what are they going to do next week for the go-home Monday Night Raw before WrestleMania?
We're going to get a six-women tag match with all the participants in the main event against the Job Squad.
It's going to be Dean Ambrose and Bobby Lashley versus Finn Balor.
Is Ruby Riott going to pin fucking Ronda after Charlotte and Becky turn on her? Is there going to be collusion?
Probably.
There's no collusion. Day three.
Oh, man, even my burp smell.
So you sure you're not a doctor? You're like a fucking four-year-old.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
I have a nice ink pen that I've been using to take notes. And,
you haven't even fucking write with your feet? Jesus Christ.
This is
nice, by the way.
I've got the updated card for WrestleMania I was planning on going through. We could do that if you want.
Well,
or we could talk about what's coming up at the G1.
Well, Kofi is no-selling his match on the Twitter machine.
Well, it hasn't been officially announced yet, right?
I think it was. Someone officially announced
it. No, it was leaked in, like, an advertisement on, like, a house show or something, maybe. I could be wrong about that. It was something. I saw a picture of it. I saw a screenshot of the, which could have easily been Photoshopped, but the way they prefaced it.
Well, it could have easily come true tonight anyway.
Well,
you know?
It's 8:35.
Screwed out of it last week.
Yeah.
Would they really wait till the week before WrestleMania to announce the main event,
WWE not.
Title match?
They're just going to fucking bury it amongst all the other horseshit that's going
to
happen.
This is the same shit they did to Daniel Bryan, except in a more condensed form, you know?
Am I the only one who's not excited for WrestleMania?
Nope.
Yeah, you might be, dude. I'm excited for this women's match. I'm excited for Kofi and Daniel Bryan.
Okay, you just named 2 out of 17 matches that are going to take place.
I'm excited for Kurt Angle and Baron Corbin.
Why?
What?
I'm happy Tony Nese is going to be at WrestleMania.
You beat me to the punch there.
I'm taking a look. Yeah, you know what?
Yeah, so is a whole bunch of other guys
in the
Battle Royal.
Oh, fuck. Colin Jost and Michael Che are going to be in the Andre Battle Royal. Holy shit, dude.
Che's winning that, by the way. I'm throwing that out there right now.
No, you don't think Gronk's going to win it?
Croc.
Oh, Gronk.
Croc Lesnar.
Croc.
His fucking his alligator brother.
Forgot about Croc Lesnar.
Croc Lesnar.
Who doesn't like Croc Lesnar? He wears fucking Crocs to the ring.
Tide Pods.
Who's Croc Lesnar's spokesperson?
Tide Pods.
The fucking
Tide Pod.
Either a Crocodile Paul. Hunter or Crocodile Dundee.
Crocodile Paul. Hunter is dead.
All right. His ghost or his kid or Paul Hogan.
I crikey.
Paul Hogan. He's a great Australian.
Instead of Michael Buffer doing it now, it's like it's going to be the zombie Crocodile Hunter. And now... And the ring, Cranky, is going. All right, that was terrible.
Or Outback Jack.
Ooh.
You know what else I'm cool with? Samoa Joe and Rey Mysterio.
Oh, good. I'm glad you're cool with it.
But, yeah.
I like AJ Styles, Randy Orton, too.
Okay. So you guys are looking forward to WrestleMania.
No, I'm not. I am much more looking forward to the G1 Supercard and NXT.
Tickets are still available.
For what?
WrestleMania.
Yeah, a bunch of people asked me today if I was going.
Did you say a bunch of people?
Yeah, I'm punch drunk.
Punching people today at work, and they were asking me while I was punching them.
One of the girls I work with.
Did you punch her tits?
She also works at the Boys and Girls Club in Patterson, and she invited me to come down on the 3rd because the Big Show and Dana Warrior will be there.
At the Boys
who?
Club in Patterson?
Big Show and who?
Yeah, Dana Warrior.
Dana Warrior. No, I didn't hear you.
Oh, my God, they're going to get killed.
That's not really not that bad.
Patterson?
Yeah. Patterson's not. I just did
right
a show.
Off 80.
I was born in Patterson's. Oh, wait. Whoa. What exit on Route 80? 61?
No.
It's like 59, something like that.
59, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Have you ever seen that venue in Patterson? It looks like it's like an old art studio. It's like it looks like abandoned buildings, but you go inside it, it's fucking gorgeous.
Is that the one where Style and Finesse wrestled the fucking...
It's that hipster bullshit.
It is that hipster bullshit. You're right. But
I saw
it's
a fucking man wearing high heels yesterday in fucking Jersey City.
Oh, did you ask for his number?
No.
But it's amazing. You could easily have a wrestling show in there.
I thought he was going to say, could easily confuse a man for a woman.
I mean, this day and age, you can too.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Yeah, it's fucked up. Nothing else happened on Raw that was worth talking about.
You don't like, what's his name? Elias being in Times Square?
I'm done with Elias. He's fucking, it's the same. Him and Lacey Evans need to both jump off the fucking George Washington Bridge together. No, but they do the same thing every week.
She's dumb. I don't know why they brought her up.
She fucking comes out. She walks around. She goes away. Elias
is in the
ring.
She was terrible at the Royal Rumble, by the way.
Someone interrupts him. He either hits him with Drift Away or the guitar. It's fucking boring. Mojo Rawley's yelling at himself in the fucking mirror.
Did you like Kevin's idea for...
figure it out!
For Mania or After Mania, where you get like fucking Rockabilly... The Honky Tonk Man,
I can't
the Road Dog,
oh, that'd be amazing.
Elias, all of them like, and Jeff Jarrett, all of them like singing. Maybe they could all play with Joan Jett.
Oh yeah.
Yes, Joan Jett, and
Joan Jarr,
Joan Jarr, Star Wars character.
I don't know. I'm not very excited for WrestleMania. I won't even lie. I probably won't even watch.
1, 2, 3, 4. Five, six.
I'll watch, but. If I'm not, yeah, I might not watch live. I'll watch in stereo.
There's 12 matches that are set right now.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on.
I said in stereo, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. You didn't hear what Kevin just said?
I think I'm having a stroke.
He said he won't watch live, but he'll watch
in stereo. On demand is what I meant to say.
Wow.
There you go.
Wow.
Moving in stereo.
Stereo killed the radio star.
What?
Jesus Christ.
Something like that.
Are you doing comedy the night of WrestleMania? Or is that one of the nights you take off?
No, I turned down a booking on that night, actually.
Turned down for what?
Probably smart move.
Are we doing anything for WrestleMania?
I might still be going, so I don't know.
No, you're not. Come on.
I don't know.
Oh, he's got an in.
Yeah, he had an in last time, you remember?
No.
I don't know if he was a wizard then. Was he a wizard yet?
No, I was not.
He was not a wizard yet. He had like a box.
But you were at WrestleCon with us.
Yeah, that was when we gave him the trial run. And he
knocked it. And it's been downhill ever since.
That's right. You were the interview king that weekend.
Yeah, he was.
I'm the king.
Well, I'm the king.
Well, I'm the king of interviewing Kevin Steen. I'm the king.
Well, he did talk to Kevin Steen,
talked to the Briscoes, Kevin Steen, a lot of people backstage.
Yeah, it's a good time.
So you got 12 matches already.
12 matches, and we don't have Kofi and Daniel Bryan confirmed yet. That would be 13.
Right, did they confirm the women's tag match yet?
Yeah, that's one of the 12, yes. That was confirmed yesterday. Asuka doesn't have an opponent. There's no tag title matches yet.
I think that's being determined tonight, if I'm not mistaken.
So there's a lot of shit that has not been figured out yet.
Oh, it's going to be so fucking long.
Yeah.
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 So long.
That's where we are now, folks. 7 hours of WWE Network content. Live content.
I don't know. It just doesn't feel. I don't get the feels.
No, it doesn't.
Sorry. Feel.
And I think, I'm not going to lie to you, because first of all, we always complain about this, but it does make a difference to me. We haven't seen... No involvement from The Undertaker.
Oh, that's done.
No involvement from John Cena.
Uh-huh.
And as much as we shit on them, to me, it would feel a lot more like WrestleMania if they were announced for something. You have Roman Reigns versus Drew McIntyre.
Okay.
That's a good match.
Is it a WrestleMania match?
No, not the way that...
Is Joe Rey Mysterio a WrestleMania
I think
match?
That kind of is.
You think so?
I do. I really do. Again, it's kind of on the same plane as Roman Drew, but to me, that one-on-one match between Samoa Joe and Rey Mysterio was kind of cool.
It feels so flat. Outside of Becky, Charlotte, and Ronda, everything, like Seth Rollins and Brock, like, we've been down this road, like, the last, like, 4 years where Brock goes into Mania as the champion, and he's leaving.
But
and
Seth Rollins
thinks,
was so hot, so I think that...
Is he still hot, though?
I don't know. I just think Raw in general is not hot, so that affects everybody. Everybody.
Is he snake bitten because he got hurt after he won the Royal Rumble and you barely saw him up until
maybe
Roman Reigns came back?
Do you think WrestleMania would be better if you had... Because remember, everyone was clamoring. See, here's the thing. Wrestling is what have you done for me lately? And everyone was clamoring for Finn Balor to beat Brock Lesnar and give us Seth Rollins, Finn Balor, WrestleMania. Would you be more happy with that than Seth Rollins, Brock Lesnar?
I think it definitely... It matters if the champion is there every week, helping to build the excitement for a WrestleMania match.
So
like a WrestleMania main event.
Do you take two awesome talent who may not have been booked tremendously over one awesome talent and a guy whose name value is all the way up here?
Is his name value still all the way up there, though?
Who, Brock?
Yeah.
Nah.
I don't think so.
The problem with Brock was he was supposed to go away before the crown jewel, but then Roman Reigns wound up having a relapse of leukemia, and that fucked everything up. And that's
what couldn't have done something with fucking Braun Strowman.
Oh, Braun Strowman should have been, absolutely, but they were afraid.
Fucking that.
The shit with him and these fucking clowns from Saturday Night Live is embarrassing.
It's killing Braun Strowman. It really is. I don't want him to be the next big show, and that's what he's turning into.
Do you remember when there was all that scuttlebutt that Braun was kind of like a dick backstage? Like, he would leave early or shit like that. Do you remember that surfacing up? Maybe there was more to that than we thought. Because this is ridiculous for his spot at WrestleMania.
He was supposed to be main eventing a WrestleMania, winning a championship.
And he still could be. It just seems like
this year,
like the time has passed. It's almost very similar to like a Ryback. Like
Ryback
was white hot.
They fucking killed Ryback. And that wasn't fair, dude. He was on a streak level of a fucking lifetime.
And
they should have pulled the trigger on that shit. And that would have been huge.
Braun Strowman's going to be the modern day Big Show. He won't be the guy. He might get a run with a belt.
Oh, Christ. He's going to be in like Knucklehead 2 and...
That's right. He might. His doppelganger was a movie star.
He's going to be in fucking all these awful WWE films.
Maybe that's the point. Who knows?
You know, and on a flip of Braun being a dick, they say heavy machinery helps the ring crew down the ring every week.
Oh, great. When they get fired from fucking wrestling, they're going to have a job.
No, apparently that's getting them major bonus points.
Well, the
fucking
one, the one's half a tart anyway. So.
I'm a big fan of those guys, but I don't like the tag team.
I don't like the gimmick.
You said that last week, right?
I think I did. Yeah.
Fucking
see him break up.
I think Dozer is a great comedy act, mid-card comedy guy. Tucker Knight, I think, is a star.
Wait, Dozer, is his name Otis?
Otis, yeah, but his nickname since they cut his last name,
Ollie.
Oh boy.
They keep cutting fucking what is that?
They're gonna call him Alibaba or Ali Kamal like the Jerky Boys?
You give the guy the biggest push out of nowhere in his career.
You took my push and my name.
All right.
I can't even chew popcorn.
All right.
Kevin, you're supposed to sell the shitty jokes.
I'm trying here, Tony.
Kevin had a point. He was going for it.
This is Kevin.
Tony,
drink your Coca-Cola.
He took off my pants. And
Coke, huh? I thought you were a Pepsi guy.
Tony, you got
his
a bell
name
there.
Was Louis Rocco.
Just ring that bell. Ring that bell, Tony.
What?
Just ring the bell.
No.
What?
I'm going to no sell him.
What?
Just ring the bell, Tony.
So they took his fuck. Why are they doing that?
And first of all, it's not even like a good... Like Rusev, I get. Rusev made it work for him. Right, Big E Langston made it work for him.
Did
Alexander Rusev.
Yes.
Fuck, I forgot the Alexander.
And Big E was Big E Langston.
I remember that.
They made it work for them.
Yeah, but Big
somehow.
E sounds cool.
Ali is just like...
It's very generic.
And again, maybe he'll make it work for him.
You know what it is? It's Nigel McGuinness, because he always says Mustafa.
Hello!
Mustafa.
Mustafa
Ali.
You're gonna blame...
That was
really
funny.
Gonna fucking,
that was pretty funny.
I'm
going to
blame Nigel.
Nigel.
Yes. Yes.
He's got enough bad shit going on.
Oh.
Right, didn't he stop doing a show or is this...
I kind of wish he was... I'm happy
he
stopped.
Didn't you post a link to something recently?
Yeah.
So he's still doing shows?
No.
Oh.
That's the archive.
Ooh.
That was...
Hello?
Somebody who was interested in listening.
I'm trapped here in the archive. But you give him this big push and you're going to take the name that that you just invested so much in people knowing and now you're just going to take it away?
It's fucking... I don't understand it.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck. What do you got, Tony? Breaking news.
Well, I was reading spoilers that there was going to be big movings and shakings on the women's side of SmackDown to set up Asuka for WrestleMania.
Okay.
But it looks like, as of right now, Asuka's out of the picture because Charlotte defeated Asuka in 17 minutes via submission for the SmackDown Women's Championship.
Are they unifying?
Holy shit, that's a big deal. Wow. And Matt is speechless. Says it right here. Champion Asuka versus Charlotte. This is a title match. They lock up, blah, 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 blah. Asuka then cradles her, gets the figure eight, and Asuka cradles her. Wait, why does it say that in figure? Asuka taps. Charlotte defeats champion Asuka at 17 minutes. Why is
I thought he was going to say Asuka cradles her and Asuka retains.
No, it said they like, have it written wrong here.
That's pretty big.
That's huge.
Wow.
You have the SmackDown Women's Champion and the Raw Women's Champion in the main event.
This is very
early. Oh, my God.
This is early in SmackDown, so this may change. Other nonsense. Ooh. But as of right now, Charlotte is your new...
So if this stays the way that it does, maybe Becky are both titles on the line, and if whoever Becky pins...
It might be smart to do that, and here's why.
Because
you have tag champs that float amongst the brands.
But you pin Charlotte, you win the SmackDown title, Ronda Rousey doesn't get beat, maybe Ronda Rousey stays, and now Becky, I don't know.
Oh, I see what you mean.
You know what I mean? Like,
but do like a two-fall match like they did with Jericho and Angle and Benoit.
No, because at that point, only one person had both belts.
Yeah, but the first fall was the IC, and the second fall was for the...
But then you run the risk of having one person having both championships on two brands.
Maybe they want that visual. Maybe they want that visual at the end of WrestleMania.
So it's like the world heavyweight... I don't know.
Ooh.
Again, like you said, it's early.
It's early in the show, and this is breaking because we're live here on The Rant, rantiumradio.com.
That's super interesting. That makes things very interesting.
It's really weird.
Really weird.
That was pretty funny, Tony.
Well, here, Becky's interviewed before this match, talking about the Mania main event, running down Charlotte for bringing nothing. Charlotte comes out and says to show us how deserving she is to be in the main event. And she goes out and beats Asuka.
Kind of a dick move to Asuka, though.
Not that they were doing
anything with her anyway.
And here's the weird thing. Asuka beat Becky Lynch clean at the Royal Rumble, and they never said another thing about it.
Well, you're setting up post-Mania.
It's really strange,
but it goes
dude.
Back to, will anybody care? Because it's really strange. Asuka's an afterthought in this division now, which is a shame.
You talk too much.
Yeah, I guess so, huh?
That's what she said.
Is that what she said?
We got questions. Want to get to questions?
I guess so.
All right, Sean sent us
fucking hair's on fire.
Well, Kathy Hummer sent one. Are you any of you going to Mania? What do you think of the ladies' main eventing?
Good one. Good fucking original.
You really wanted to ask that question after we just spent 10 minutes talking about it?
I just wanted to ask it, but now I got to get to the other.
Come on, Hummer, you got to come up with something better than
and
that.
And plus, yeah, this. Hummer. Oh, this is.
Well, right. He's not wrong.
No, but this is. I wanted to give him
it's
a chance.
It's the biggest news of the week, and that's the question you're going to ask. You didn't think we were going to talk about that.
She's trying, dude.
She's better than that.
Trying.
Kathy, thank you. You send any questions you want anytime.
I expect better out of Kathy.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
That's not a slight to her.
Well, you're going to get pissed off at Sean Toe because he also has something that we talked about already.
All right, well, let's see. Maybe I'll spark
we'll get creative here.
Why is it that more and more inductees to the WWE Hall of Fame are posthumously inductees?
Post-Mothra?
Yes. Dying should not be a reason to be inducted. China, Anvil, both could have easily been inducted years ago while they were still with us. Well, we know about China. I think Anvil was just unfortunate timing.
I agree.
It's rough, dude. Same thing with Vader. Vader's not in yet.
Aww.
Right?
Political bullshit to sell fucking tickets to their fucking weak ass
fucking
bullshit
fucking
Hall of Fame.
But is a dead Jim Neanvil Neidhart selling more tickets than a live Jim Neanvil Neidhart?
Maybe.
I don't think so.
People want to get it.
Yeah, baby!
You fucking pull at the heartstrings to get people
no
there.
No pun intended.
They want to be there because he's no longer with us. They want to celebrate his life. It's WrestleMania weekend.
Do you think his medical condition played into the fact that they didn't want him on stage, maybe?
I mean, no. I mean, I don't really know what his medical condition was.
Didn't he have MS? He was getting the shakes and stuff like that?
That's probably just withdrawal.
I don't know.
Maybe that was part of the deal they made with Natty when Ruby Riott fucking pissed all over Jim Lightheart's name.
Fair enough.
What? That's not such a far-fetched idea. It's a business.
Well, I agree with that. And I think, no disrespect to Anvil, he's one of my favorites ever.
Did you guys?
The draw is Bret Hart.
Yes.
Yeah. And Shawn Michaels is going to be there and everybody else is going to be there. It's going to be good times. Did you guys get this email from Batista asking if he has my attention?
Sure.
Oh, God. Yeah, I did, actually.
Did he ask you what you want?
What I really, really want?
Triple H ripping off the internet.
The worst. You just pitched that one down the middle. Of course, we're going to take a swing at that one.
They announced like 10 matches for the G1. Like, the G1 card is set.
I know, and I was going to
go. Are you excited?
I am excited. I can't wait to go like 12-0 on the picks.
I know we made a promise to David LaGreca.
Right.
But there's a lot of good wrestling going on that afternoon that I might want to see.
Fuck that, dude.
Like, I might want to go to House of Glory.
But aren't you going to this with us?
Yeah, well, yeah, it's all in New York. It's in New York. I'm going to go to the busted open
party. I'll give him his fucking ticket. He knows that. He's an adult. He can take a train.
I can't wait to see Tanahashi live. That's going to be fucking awesome. Hiroshi Tanahashi, my man. Can't fucking wait. I'm going to see the Ingobernables de Japón live. I'm going to see the Gorillas of Destiny live.
They turned that into a four-way match. Winner takes all.
I'm going to see Ishimori. I'm going to get to see Roosh live.
Yeah, Roosh. Roosh and fucking Dalton Castle.
Leo Roosh.
It's a fucking barn burner.
I'm going to get to see Jeff Cobb again live. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, him and Ospreay, winner take all as well.
I like that.
I'm
going to
see Bully Ray get his fucking ass kicked.
No, it's...
Yeah.
I hope Mega Ran gets his dick kicked in.
We're going to see fucking Jay Lethal lose his title to Matt Taven.
You think so?
I don't know. We're doing picks next week. Oh, dude. We got a lot of picks next week. Don't bring any news to the table next week.
Should we do one of these events now?
No.
No.
There's no time, Kevin.
No, I got to. Yeah. There's no time, Kevin.
I need to do my research. I can't go 12-0 on a whim.
No. Do your research because that's where you drop the ball.
I love my research.
What happens if we go past 9 o'clock? Do we turn into pumpkins?
Yes. Really? It's over, dude. You got here late. It's your problem.
I had to work.
So you threw some pizzas around. I didn't.
Throw much around. There wasn't much going on.
Well, is that why you left early?
We're in Jersey City.
Did you just leave the truck?
No.
Is it parked in my driveway?
No.
Oh, fuck. I'm never going to get a free fucking Matt pizza. Fuck. I'll even pay for it. You know what?
I got you pizza when you came to my house last week to watch the Ring of Honor.
That's right. It was delicious. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Me and you were the only ones that ate it. And then fucking Slobbo Jamie showed up and ate all of the rest of the white pie that I had gotten from my wife.
Oh, that was for her? I ate two slices of it.
Yeah, I figured you would eat like a couple. I didn't think Jamie was going to eat fucking four slices.
Jamie's a heat magnet.
Well, in fairness, I did eat four slices, but it wasn't all white pizza.
That's fine. I got fucking three pizzas. Nobody ate anything. Kevin had fucking mozzarella sticks before he came to the house.
That's right. That was a bad call.
Yeah, well, what do you want me to do?
Kevin!
Not eat mozzarella sticks next time.
Well, I get small appetites, man.
Small appetites. Appetizers?
No, well, Kevin did say I ordered the appetizer, and it was like a fucking meal.
There were like a lot of mozzarella sticks.
He said it was 10 mozzarella sticks.
It was a hefty portion.
It's not a lot of mozzarella sticks.
It is for the Brown Bear Pub, 104
it
hours a day.
It is for Kevin.
It is for me.
I'd crush 10 mozzarella sticks right now if I could.
You know what we're going to crush? Our going home segment.
Yeah, we are.
And I'm going first.
All right.
You heard Flip Gordon was back, right?
Oh, no.
Motherfucker, he's out again.
Again already? He re-injured
his knee. Ring of Honor announced Tuesday that Gordon re-injured while competing at Over the Top Wrestling
against
over the weekend.
David Starr, right?
He has been pulled from his scheduled return at the Road to G1 Supercard this coming weekend as a result. They said after the match, his knee was locked up. He was able to take his flight home. There's concern he may have suffered what's called a bucket handle meniscus tear, which would require surgery and keep him out another 4 to 6 months. That's a fucking bummer and a half, dude.
Poor Flippy dude.
Sounds like you got the fucking Mets training staff working for him.
Bummer and a half. Get well, Godspeed. Hope it's nothing serious, Flip. Kevin, what's...
Nope, go to Matt.
Really?
Yeah.
I love unprepared Kevin. That should be our new gimmick.
I wish this was a gimmick. This is a legit, for lack of a better term, shoot that I fucking forget every week
if
about.
If you go to the last page, there's a bunch of little bullet notes that
I said.
Yeah,
he even put in there.
These would be good
home.
For going home.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
All right, Matt, you're going home.
I did like the first one.
I want to shout out to my friend Alex. He's a fan and a friend of the show. He talks a lot on Facebook with us. He was given an ultimatum by his mother-in-law.
Oh, shit.
Throw out all your wrestling magazines. Ooh. Or find somebody to take them. Uncle Matt's getting a drop-off tomorrow.
Woo-hoo!
And I could not be more excited. That's he said he's got a lot awesome. Of magazines from the 80s, the 90s, the Aftermags, the WWF magazines. He says he has every WOW magazine. I am fucking
dude,
soup to the gills, bro.
I want to throw off doing the picks next week and just sit around and read magazines for 2 hours.
Let's do a read along.
That
I'm
would
so
be
excited.
Awesome.
I told my wife last night. I go, someone's gonna be coming by Wednesday.
Oh, she's gonna throw you the fuck out.
No,
and when she does, you could pass them on over to Uncle T.
Throw out the magazines or throw me out.
Well, yeah, the magazines will stay here. You got to go find somebody else to live.
That seems inconsiderate.
Hey, did you ever finish the cookie old pusses?
No, they're still in the fuck. They will be in the fridge forever until somebody drinks them.
Invite Jamie over. I'm sure he'll fucking give him a good home.
He's too full on the white pie.
Yeah, he ate all the white pizza.
Just give me 1 second. I got my going home. I'm gonna do a repeat.
A repeat.
Yeah, I think it's important because
we're gonna talk about the Golden Girls or fucking
he's
Saved by the Bell.
Fucking thing of notes. He's gonna go repeat.
Oh, fuck.
I just want to plug the comedy show next week in the city for our good friend Jason Sines.
Oh, Ben Kissel will be there.
Yeah,
Kissel.
Last podcast on the left.
This is Kissel.
So that is 95 Stanton Street in New York City. Anthony DeVito, Greg Stone hosting. Chris Gethard will be there.
Who
the fuck is that?
No Selling Gethard.
They have a handicap ramp there?
Signs won't be there because they're doing 3 shows in one night in Washington, D.C.
Someone can't push him from L.A.?
From L.A.
Correct!
Ding!
Put a cape on him like Christopher Reeves.
This solidifies that I will not forget to do Going Home Again. I just won't care about it anymore.
Holy shit.
1, 2, 3, 4.
There you go.
Kevin plugs.
This Friday, the Station Bar and Grill in Cranberry, New Jersey, I'll be rocking out. Doing some stand-up comedy with the former Dumbfellas, McDonald and Carney, KP Burke.
Wait, former Dumbfellas?
I think we're dead in the water, bro.
What?
I know.
Breaking news.
I'm disappointed as shit.
Do you have like the fucking Incredible Hulk walking away music? Jesus.
That's not my call.
Sad.
It's disgusting.
Oh my God, dude.
It makes me sick to my stomach.
The fuck are you talking about?
Exactly, Kevin.
Well, at least it'll make our summer schedule a little easier.
Yeah. So, Matt, if you ever want to record on Monday night at Brown Bear Pub, We're good to go.
Oh, I liked your Mr. Bungle, by the way.
Oh, my ass is on fire?
I like Mr. Bungle a lot.
I know. That's why I played it. I played it for my buddy.
What else do I have?
Who's your buddy?
You!
Oh.
You're still my pal.
April 12th at the Orange Alps fundraiser for opioid recovery specialists. So it's a good cause for that because it's a fucking rapid epidemic that's taking way too many lives in New Jersey. Heroin and fentanyl and all that opioid pain pill shit. So fuck that noise. That's the Orange Elks in West Orange, New Jersey. Follow me at Kevin Garifo, at Chatting Wizards Kevin, and all the good stuff. And follow all our podcasts, buy our shirts, leave reviews. Fucking A.
Fucking A.
Fucking A is
I'm
right.
I'm glad I made it for a little while.
I'm glad you showed up too. You livened up what was a terrible show.
No, it was good. I mean, you gotta fucking pull the reins back on the local nonsense. Holy shit. It's fucking 10 minutes talking about the schmooze.
Shake it up.
And fucking Scott
Farrell.
The schmoozers coming in.
Take it up.
Like a schmoozy schmooze.
Say goodnight, Matt.
Goodnight, Matt.
Stay tuned on The Rant. The Rant is coming up next.
Fuck that.
The Midnight Jury's up next.
Oh!
Again.
Fucking rant. Rant these nuts in your mouth.
Ooh, really?
I don't know. None of their fucking listeners listen to our podcast.
Yeah,
if you listen to replay, send us a dollar on Patreon.
Yes.
If you like soccer,
send us a dollar.
Fuck you, but send us a dollar.
Just give us a dollar, bro.
Please.
If you like beaner soccer, send us $2.
Yeah. $1. Oh God.
Yeah, fucking Ronaldo. He hurt his leg. Fucking half a fag.
Oh, mama.
Really?
It's only half from the waist down.
Oh, boy.
He puts his ring post in your butt.
Oh, he fins it. He bowers that shit. Good night, everyone.
We'll be caterpillars. Matt the caterpillar.
Matt the poopa.
The grand poopa.
The grand poopa. Signing off.
We'll see you next week for a going home show WrestleMania.
Maybe we're going to pull a Dumbfellas and go home for good. Oh,
the Mattapillar.
Oh.
I like it. Good night.
Exit
7.